free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, October 26, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. The question is, and this is asked by the Daily Mail of all people, has COVID killed off the flu? That's right. We have found a cure for heart disease, the number one killer. We found a cure for cancer. We've even found a cure for the flu and the common cold. This is something that has eluded mankind, especially Fauci. Yeah, because that's his wheelhouse there. Doing the flu vaccine, doing infectious diseases, and of course, as they all know, it's one of the reasons why they're so focused on coronaviruses and adenoviruses, because, you know, that's the cold and flu. Very easily spread. If you want to weaponize something, that's what you do. And, if you want to weaponize it politically, that's what you do as well. You just tell everybody, hey, look, if you died, it's not from heart disease, cancer. It's not from pneumonia, from flu, or cold. No, it's COVID. Has COVID killed off the flu? Experts pose the intriguing question. As flu cases nosedive by 98% across the globe. Many feared a twindemic of flu, which kills thousands. And it's at 30 million people, 20% more than normal, now eligible for the flu jab. Surveillance data collected by the WHO show how flu cases have plummeted globally. Now, the Daily Mail cannot go where the logical conclusion is. The logical conclusion is to question the data and say, well, logically, if we used Occam's razor, right, the simplest solution is the most straightforward one. But no, this is very perplexing. It was feared by many to be the perfect storm, a nightmare situation that would push our health service over the edge, the twindemic of flu, which kills about 10,000 Britons every year. And a second deadly wave of COVID. But the disappearing act began as COVID-19 rolled in toward the end of our flu season in March. Now, are these people blithering idiots, or is this a wink and a nod to you from people who otherwise are gagged? And I'm not talking about the face diaper. I'm talking about the fact that they just can't tell you the straight skinny. Look, when I'm here every day, one of the things in my, the reason I do this, right? When you think about somebody on the stand to tell you the truth, what do they tell you? Well, you know, they make them swear that they will tell the truth, that they will tell the whole truth. That means that if it's something that the mainstream media does, you know, somebody doesn't want you to say that, some powerful person, somebody who's threatened your family, whatever the situation, you don't hold back the truth. You give people the whole truth. They may mock you. They may scorn you. They may threaten you. They may kill you. You tell them the truth. That's what you swear to do on the witness stand before God. I take that seriously. I don't take an oath here before I go on the air. I don't have to take an oath. I know I always operate before God. Do you? Do you know that you operate before God? Why would you ever, for political advantage, or because your editors told you not to, why would you dance around the truth like this? I'm glad they put this out. It's what we've been saying for a long time. But I say it a little bit more directly. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Because quite frankly, folks, I can get something wrong. And if I get something wrong, I issue a retraction. I'm not perfect. I give you my analysis. I give you my sources. Think for yourself. Question what I have to say. Please do. Don't ever take my word for it. Go with the sources. I'm telling you what I see, and I'm telling you how I see it connected, and I'm going to give that to you when we come back. Stay with us.
InfoWars is an archetypal classic example of free, independent, organic resistance against tyranny. You built InfoWars. You spread the word. You prayed for us. You bought the products. You called in. You made recommendations. InfoWars is as much yours as it is mine. And that's why the enemy is so upset that under the deplatforming, under all the DNC lawsuits, under all the attack, in many ways, we become stronger. With Band.video, the redesigned InfoWars, with all of our great crew, with documentary films and 10 hours of live radio and TV a day, we are the resistance. You are the resistance. So remember, this arsenal of freedom is waiting for you to continue to spread the word about it and to continue for you to support, because this is something we built together. It's not just a national treasure. It's a treasure worldwide against the tyrants, and they know it, and they can't stand it. And as everything we talked about comes true, our credibility only goes up together. So I salute you all.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, October 26th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is day 224. 224 days America held hostage. Shame on you, President Trump. Shame on you, Republicans. And you know what the Democrats are about, don't you? Yeah, look at this. You got people going back. So who's to blame for all of this? Let me tell you who's to blame. You are. You are. Of course, Trump and Biden are going to lie to you for their own purposes. You're the ones to blame for putting up with this, for falling for this, for being afraid of this. We have an article here from Zero Hedge, 21st Century Wire. Is this Trump's fault, the COVID killer claim by his opponents that defies reason? And, of course, this is what you see all the time, pushed on the Drudge Report, the Babylon Bee of the left now. You know, every day it's like, look at this, here's a running death toll, and we don't pay any attention anymore to what the deficit is. We don't care that it's $6 trillion and counting or whatever in the last 3 months. No, 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 we don't care about that. Oh, presumed dead, as I said at the beginning of the program. Daily Mail kind of just did a head scratcher and said, this is kind of weird. The flu's disappeared. It just disappeared. And it disappeared just as COVID came in. This must be a new medical phenomenon. This is how novel this virus is. No, it's not a novel virus. It's a dystopian novel that they're feeding you. A dystopian narrative that they're feeding you. Yeah. CDC was putting out figures saying, look at this. Nobody's dying from heart disease. Nobody's dying from cancer. Nobody's dying now from flu either. I've watched this for years, as the CDC has hyped flu deaths and flu cases in order to push a flu vaccine. Now, they're trying to scare people into getting the flu vaccine. Now they're going to force you into it. Got you locked down, not going to get out of your jail, not going to be able to travel, go to work, go to school, unless you get that shot. But, of course, that's still not going to let you out, according to some of these people. Being very specific about that. So is this really Trump's fault? Democrats' platform says this. This is from the Democrat platform. Make no mistake, President Trump's abject failure to respond forcefully and capably to the COVID-19 pandemic, his failure to lead, makes him responsible for the deaths of tens of thousands of Americans. Jeff Bezos, Washington Post. They put up a death counter. Trump's COVID-19 inaction killed Americans. Here's a counter that shows how many he's killed. And as the 21st Century Wire says, as if. Conjures up an image of sending tens of thousands of Americans to their death and some kind of a death march. Well, that is absolute fiction, of course. No thinking person would support that. And yet on the other side, as we saw in the presidential debates, as Reason magazine pointed out, if you look at the presidential debate, President Trump implied that his response, locking down and the massive production of DNA vaccines that are going to save us in the end here, his response to the COVID-19 pandemic saved 2 million lives. And President Trump was still quoting the totally discredited report from the Imperial College of London by Niall Ferguson, the one that had the assumption, as Dr. Ioannidis from Stanford, the epidemiologist, said, This is absolute nonsense. It totally ignores Farr's law. Farr's law, that's where we get the curve. Remember the whole thing at the beginning was to flatten the curve? Well, in the model, there wasn't any curve. There wasn't any curve. He had every person that got it would infect like 2.5 other people forever. This exponential thing that's just going to swallow the globe in just a couple of months. So you got to lock down everything worldwide right now. That was the flawed assumption in the model. But even though the model was a totally bogus assumption, the implementation of it was even more comical. They produced 15,000 lines of Fortran code, which I didn't know that anybody was still bothering to program in Fortran. I mean, so I had a lot of people, software engineers say, you know, maybe they did that just so they could have plausible deniability. Well, you know, it was Fortran. What could we say? Or, you know, we're not total idiots. Well, you're an idiot if you're using it. Anyway, Fortran. Like I said before, my first job interview, they offered me a job, tens of thousands of line of Fortran code that were operating at the time. This is like 1980. The Fortran code was legacy code even at that time. And it was operating cruise missiles. It's like, no. I don't want to debug that for somebody else. No thanks. go jump off a bridge even 40 years ago. And they're still using the Fortran code. And guess what? They couldn't get the same answer twice using the same information out of their model, as the University of Edinburgh pointed out. But nevertheless, this is something that's still being sold by President Trump. It was March the 13th. Fauci and Birx gave him that. He said over the weekend, well, you know, I had two very smart people at the White House show me that over 2 million people are going to die, so we're going to lock everything down. He took credit for it. He's taking credit for it now. All of you people who say, President Trump didn't do this, this is Democrat governors. Well, take a look at the Republican governors doing it as well. But it's all hinged on guidelines, recommendation, and moolah. Big bucks from the federal government to bribe people, Democrats and Republicans, to bribe the governors to do this. That's right. We'll pay you up. Same thing they did with the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. You want those highway funds? You do what we say. We don't technically have the capability to set your speed limits. You need to do that yourself. But, oh, by the way, if you don't do it, you're not going to get the cash. That's the way these guys operate. They're still doing that. They're still doing that. The federal government is behind this. President Trump takes credit for the lockdown. And at the same time he says that he saved the world, he's still working on a radically dangerous approach to vaccines, as if vaccines were not dangerous enough. He's working on a radically new approach, skipping all of the testing, and he is. He's skipping the testing. And so why do we need the vaccine, President Trump, if you've already saved us from COVID-19? None of this makes any sense. The Democrats and President Trump are totally off the rails when it comes to this. So, you know, when we look at this, and again, President Trump, as he pushed back, he said, well, you know, why do you have all these cases rising? He says, this is because we're testing everybody. We're testing everybody. Nobody does more tests than we do. Again, President Trump is telling you the truth about that, which begs the question, why, President Trump, would you do that? Do you not realize? You're saying that we're having this explosion here, and yet don't you realize this is very basic, the basis of the fear and the panic and the continued lockdown? This is hurting your chances to get reelected, but maybe it's more important for you to get a vaccine into our arms. Is that your real priority? To destroy the Constitution? To vaccinate the population? Because this makes absolutely no sense. He says at the same time he says that we are testing everybody. That's why this is all that. People that are not even sick, they're testing positive. And we're using that as a basis of panic, fear, lockdown, to keep you locked down until his vaccine is ready. Let me tell you something. Just as the people at the Daily Mail could not make the connection to say, well, gee, this is funny. Flu has disappeared as soon as COVID came. What could that mean? Can you make the connection that nothing matters to President Trump, not even his reelection, matters more to him than getting that Bill Gates vaccine into you and your family? Do you understand that? You better understand that. Yeah, the cult of the brave new normal. I think it's a great title from Off Guardian. Brave new normal. We had the brave new world. Now we got the brave new normal. See, things don't really change. You know, it's very similar. They tell you basically what they're going to do. The COVIDian cult. I like that one too. The totalitarian psychotic narrative. Well, the only problem with that is we start calling these people the branch COVIDians. That's unfair to the branch Davidians who are victims of an out of control government that we're all going to be victims of. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's on record. It's not disputed. It was rolled out more than 8 months ago in communist China. Now it's in Europe. Now it's the United States, Canada, and most other industrial parts of the planet. Every restaurant you go into, even small mom and pops, have QR codes for you to supposedly check their menu. And they really get upset if you ask for a paper menu, but of course they have them. Now, what are they saying there? Well, you've got to have a cell phone to come to their establishment, and that you can't have a piece of paper because, oh, everybody's diseased and, we're spreading germs. It's absolutely asinine. They could throw away the little one-sheet papers if they actually believe that. No, what this really is a contact tracing database. Again, this is admitted that everyone's being habituated into scanned to be part of. So in the future, everywhere you go is tracked officially. Now, your cell phone's already tracked you. You already have home assistants watching and listening to you in your house. But now this is officially rolling this out where you won't buy or sell, have a job, get on an airplane without it. And Bill Gates even admits it. So think about that, folks, and look out. Black Friday in October. Last year, that was one of our most popular sales that we ran in the last couple weeks of October. And it was popular for a reason. Some of the biggest sales of the year in Black Friday comes in October. And that means 30 to 60% off, store-wide free shipping, triple Patriot points. That's 15% off your next order. And everybody that signs up for auto ship, an additional 10% off. That makes many of these items lost leaders. Now, a lot of stuff sold out. Some of our best sellers are still there. But some good news. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with a big dose of zinc and all the other vitamins and minerals and amino acids for adults and children that boost your body's natural defenses. It is back in stock, back on sale today, which is 2 weeks to the election. And more good news. Ultra 12, it's got the name Ultra for a reason. Highest quality vitamin B12, take it under the tongue for full absorption. It is now back in stock. Both of those are 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes in October.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time, and you've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms, but most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech. And then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he hasn't taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesign, InfoWars.com, and sharing that link. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
That's right, folks. You better get smart. It is a battle between chaos and control, except that they use chaos to get control. Mel Brooks has just endorsed Biden. He does this piece. I don't know if you saw it or not. It's absolutely pathetic. You know, Mel made me think about that. Mel Brooks is behind Get Smart. He did a piece where he's isolated with his son and grandson outside holding up signs. There it is. Yeah, there it is. They're behind him. Good job, guys. They didn't know I was going to talk about this. They're behind him saying, you got to help us. You know, grandpa is locked inside his office and he's, you know, he can't get out. He's going to die in there. You know, he's 93 years old. Well, you know, I mean, as I'm going to show you coming up, the 94-year-old Queen of England doesn't have a problem going outside. It's good to be the queen, Mel. You don't have to follow the rules either, because this isn't real. This is a comedy farce. Isn't it funny that Mel Brooks wouldn't recognize a comedy farce when he sees one? Yeah, this is not a pandemic, folks. It's a long-term plan. I tweeted that out. I said, it's not even an epidemic. It's an excuse. You want to follow me on Libertarian? I said, simply change the blank from climate change to virus. You know, if we're all going to die from, fill in the blank. Is it climate change? Is it global cooling? That's what it was. First Earth Day, 1970, 50 years ago. Is it global cooling? Is it global warming? Is it climate change? No, it's a killer virus and we're all going to die. So doesn't matter what the threat is. Interesting thing is that the solution, what has to be done, whether it is global cooling, global warming, climate change, or a novel virus, the solution remains the same. And the solution is always being given to us by the same people, the usual suspects, people like Davos. And I'm indebted to John Detroit, who tweeted out a Davos video, the World Economic Forum. They also, you know, they meet at Davos. So sometimes they're referred to as Davos, sometimes they're referred to as a WEF. They do it every year. Unlike Bilderberg, they don't try to make a secret of it. They've always been. It's been flashy, very flashy. And they have movie stars. Kevin Spacey was the king of Davos. Read into that what you wish. Yeah, it's funny how these people are fill into stereotypes, don't they? Nevertheless, Davos was always unbelievably public while Bilderberg was quiet. Nevertheless, if you want to take a look at this video, and let's play this video. I'll have to narrate this for you because it is, there's Kevin Spacey holding court as the king of Davos. And this is what they want to sell you. This is what John Detroit, tweeted out, 8 predictions for the world in 2030. This is from the World Economic Forum, the Davos people. And, this is their video. Let's go ahead and roll it. You will own nothing and you will be happy. They emphasize that. Whatever you want, you'll rent. You won't own anything. And it'll be delivered by drones. The U.S. won't be the world's leading superpower. A handful of countries will dominate. Yeah, maybe just one, China. You won't die waiting for an organ donor. Yeah, you'll die from the vaccine. We won't transplant organs. Instead, we'll print new ones. And you'll eat much less meat. An occasional treat, not a staple. For the good of the environment and our health, of course. Environment's first. 1 billion people will be displaced by climate change. Yeah, maybe they'll be killed, huh? By vaccines. We'll have to do a better job at welcoming and integrating refugees. Polluters will have to pay to emit carbon dioxide, so shut down our energy, open up the borders. There'll be a global price on carbon. This will help to make fossil fuels history. No, what it'll do is make a central government. That'll be their tax. You could be preparing to go to Mars. Scientists will have worked out how to keep you healthy in space. The start of a journey to find alien life. Western values will have been tested to the breaking point. Yeah, they will break the West. That's what they're doing right now. Checks and balances that undermine our democracies must not be forgotten. Oh, no, they will be forgotten. They've already been forgotten. Yeah, so that's exactly what they've been talking about. Amazing. See, I'm not a clairvoyant. I don't have some secret inside information. I just look to see what these people are saying, and I believe them. And you should believe them, too. They can make this happen. They own everything already. You'll rent everything. You won't eat meat. You'll have all your energy sources taken away. The one thing they didn't have in there was a tiny apartment, but they alluded to that. You'll rent everything. You'll have stuff delivered by drones. You go to Mars. Yeah, that's the one thing in there. But, you know, we keep hearing about the Mars stuff. Elon Musk, his father, Joshua Haldane, was one of the founding fathers of the idea of a technocratic elite, the technocracy. As a matter of fact, they locked him up and charged him in court in Canada. That's why he fled to South Africa. It's why Elon Musk is coming from South Africa to get out of there. He's like, get out of here before they get me again. This next time they might be able to prove that I want to overthrow Republican government and Democratic republics and establish an elitist technocracy. It was in the 1930s at the same time you had H.G. Wells and these other people writing novels about how great it was going to be when a technocratic elite controlled us for our own good. The ultimate elitism, these technocrats. And so, you know, all products will become services. This is another part of what they're talking about. There'll be a global price on carbon. When they talk about one of the reasons that they want to do this, folks, is because by taxing energy and shutting down energy, they limit what you can do. But by having a global problem, whether it is cooling or warming or climate change or a virus or what, by having a global problem, that allows them to create global government. And of course, they need a global funding for that global government. That's what the carbon tax is going to be. U.S. dominance will be over. We will have a handful of global powers. And, the Global Future Councils, this is their take. When is this going to happen? The usual date, 2030, is when it'll all be in place. That's what we're going through right now. These are the birthing pains of this dystopian future that they seek to impose upon you. Farewell hospitals. Hello, homespital. Oh, see, you're going to be getting your health care at home. As a matter of fact, that is something that's now being pushed out here in Texas. They're telling everybody, and I got this story coming up. We're going to get rid of rural hospitals. We're going to have telemedicine. So you're not going to have a hospital. You'll have a homespital. Homespital. You know, where you spit, I guess. We're eating much less meat. And we're going to have wide open borders. Today's Syrian refugees will be the 2030s CEOs. That's exactly what they've been doing, frankly. They've been pulling in people from the third world, putting them in charge of major corporations like Chobani Yogurt, to make sure that they get massive subsidies, that they get so much money that they can't fail. They become too big to fail. They give them sweetheart deals on factories, sweetheart deals on school lunches and so forth. And then they bring in massive waves of immigrants telling us that Americans won't work. The values that have built the West will be broken. That's right. Exactly. That's exactly where this is all going. We'll be right back.
With 2 weeks left until the historic election, we're launching the biggest sale of the year that tops some already amazing sales. It's Black Friday, comes in October special, something we did last year that was very, very popular. We did it for the whole month last year. We can only do it for 11 days till the end of the month because stocks are low and a lot of our best-selling products. But two things that came back in and that we're now announcing at 50% off with free shipping is Ultra 12, incredible high-quality B12. Take it under the tongue, look into how great it is for your body's defenses, your health, your stamina. That's back in stock. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion with the zinc and the other vitamins and minerals that are essential and amino acids to make sure your body uploads it better. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Ultra 12, the flagship products of Black Friday, comes in October sale at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
I admire President Trump. He's really proven himself to be unmatched in his wit, his focus, his commitment, his energy. And I just want to affirm my admiration for President Trump. He's not God. He's not an angel. He's not perfect. But the way he has used judo on the forces of the New World Order has been really incredible. The way he's pragmatically stood up for prosperity and basic freedom, and the way he stood up against these America-hating, God-hating, family-hating trash is beautiful. And I'm serious. I was just bringing tears to my eyes, driving into work this morning, thinking about President Trump. I just want to say I admire the president so much. And I appreciate you, the listeners, and everybody for what you've done. I admire you. That's why you call to thank me. Folks, I admire you. I admire Trump. I admire all of you that are involved in this fight, and I just wish I could do more. But we're going to win this fight together. This election is so important. Please pray for President Trump.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Late one night, Chinese scientists beheld an eerie sight. A virus on a slide became a prize, and suddenly, to everyone's surprise,
we're wearing masks.
We're wearing medical masks.
Super useless masks.
They forced them on us in a flash.
We're wearing masks.
Okay, the whole wide world is wearing video medical masks.
Sent to me by Michael J. Talmo. You can find look for that. The Masker Mash is what it's called. It should be called the Monster Mask. Is what he should have called it, the Monster Mask. But he calls it the Masker Mash. So yeah, that's exactly right, folks. This is a parody of reality. And of course, Halloween's going to be shut down. Thanksgiving is next. We've just had Governor Grusom. Speaking of Halloween, Governor Grusom in California has just expanded the Thanksgiving rules. Ahead of Thanksgiving next month, California Governor Gavin Grusom and the California Department of Health. You see, we've replaced the Supreme Court with that. They've got a new rule, so you can't have more than six people for Thanksgiving. There's the meme that I just posted up on Twitter if you want to find it, Libertarian. California only allows six people for Thanksgiving, but you can have 30 people for a funeral. So I'll be holding a funeral for my pet turkey Thursday, November 26th. That's right. Yes. And of course, you may remove the governor says that in your home with your friends and family, he gives you permission. This guy is just full of grace, isn't he? Hail Grusom, full of grace. they may remove their face coverings briefly to eat or drink, as long as they stay 6 feet away from everybody outside their own household, and put their face covering on as soon as they're done with the activity. Now, how's he going to enforce that? Well, don't worry. They're going to have Big Brother watching you pretty soon. Maybe Alexa, you know, be sending reports to the governor. Who knows? But this is where they're headed. Absolutely insane. Singing is strongly discouraged, as well as chanting and shouting. You typically chant and shout at Thanksgiving time, right? I mean, we've had celebrations where we sing. You know, I play the piano. We have guests. We've done that type of thing with friends. So that's out. That's out. I guess playing the piano is okay. Don't use a wind instrument, right? Seriously. I mean, they're serious about that. So you got to stay 6 feet away from everybody in your own house, wear a mask, except you can remove it, just slip, you know, slip something in and then take it out. Yeah. If you do that, you may be the turkey. I'll just remind you again, wasn't widely reported, but I had somebody remind me, they said, you know, I talked about it when it happened, when Franklin Graham had thousands of people praying in Washington, D.C. We had another event over the weekend that they were all freaking out about. But it was massive, the one that was done by Franklin Graham. That was back the end of September. And there's some pictures that were sent to me that are absolutely amazing in terms of the crowd. I mean, the entire mall area in front of the Lincoln Memorial is filled with people. Massive. Yeah, there it is right there. They didn't talk about it. Funny you didn't see this on the Drudge Report. These people are not wearing masks. Instead, they're singing, they're praying. They're speaking. They're not social distancing. There's no room to social distance. There's so many people there. Now, why is it that we haven't all died? You know, because it only takes 2 weeks, right? Why haven't we seen a massive surge in hospital? And there's Vice President Pence. He was speaking there at that rally. And he, as head of the Coronavirus Commission, was not wearing a mask. Imagine that. Does he believe this stuff? If he doesn't believe it, why doesn't he stop it? Why doesn't President Trump stop it? As I said before, it's absolutely amazing. When you look at what's happening, it's the economy, stupid, right? Well, what's killing the economy, stupid? It's your lockdown regulations, your demands that we shut down and kill 100,000 businesses and all the associated jobs. Kill the middle class. Put everybody on a Marxist common universal basic income. And that's the economy. You're killing the economy with the lockdown, but you won't stop the lockdown. You're killing in-person voting. That's why we have all this ballot harvesting and vote-by-mail stuff that nobody believes. And it is massive fraud. But what enables that massive fraud? What enables the narrative of Biden and the Democrats to say, oh, look, the economy's horrible, and you want to vote for me, I'll give you even more handouts than Trump will. What enables all that? It always goes back to the lockdown. It's the lockdown, stupid. And you got to be stupid if you don't understand that he wants this lockdown. He knows that. He knows the test cases, the test kits that they're putting out. 150 million test kits put out. They have funded billions more. $75 billion in a congressional bill. Once they pass the stimulus after the election, $75 billion for test kits and tracking and tracing. And these test kits only cost $5. Some of that money is going to go for contact tracing. But let me tell you, this is going to buy tens of billions of cases of test kits. Why they need tens of billions of test kits when you got 300 million people? We're talking about hundreds of kits per person, hundreds of tests for you. That may be a clue as to what they have planned for this. We're now day 224? Yeah, 224 days. Well, yeah. They're funding about another 224 days worth of tests for every man, woman, and child. It'll last a little bit longer than that because a lot of people are going to refuse to take those tests. I will be one of those people. And so when we look at what is happening, even Santa Claus is having a hard time with this. You know, he's getting fired from Macy's. You're going to need a miracle on 34th Street to keep Macy's in business. The Macy's Thanksgiving parade is going to be shuffled off to some corner. They're not going to have any people in the parade. No spectators in the parade. It'll be off in a little corner where they'll televise aspects of it. Again, like everything else in the campaign, All of this stuff, when you look at this and you look at the massive rallies that President Trump has, even though, you know, these are just like airport drive-bys. Last week, I pointed out the Gateway Pundit had totaled it up. They said, well, you know, we totaled up all the different people that have been at these rallies for Biden and Trump. You know, Biden has got about 600 people in all the rallies that he's done. He doesn't do that many and nobody shows up when he does one. So why not just stay in the basement? You know, he's got some black lady that stocks the shelves, he said. So he can stay in his basement. He actually said that. I didn't say that. That's Biden saying that. And so when you look at the massive number of people who show up, these impromptu things that President Trump has, 360,000 people versus 600 for Biden. This is another one of these things. And of course, whenever this happens, these people are shamed and we're told that it's going to be the start of another epidemic, just like they said the same thing about Sturgis, and it never happens. Say the same thing about the churches. Never happens. When you live your life, it doesn't happen. But still, we're locked down. We're still locked down. And when it comes to Santa, video clip number two. Let's play a little bit of Santa. He's facing some tough times. Video clip number two.
Breaking my back. Cold in my nose.
Oh, I got a cold.
My fingers and all ten toes.
He's got COVID.
And a sort of kind of kink inside whenever I think of that Christmas ride.
Yeah.
Now, Santa, you just rest yourself a bit
longer. Maybe I can work from home,
Santa
says. I've
already sent for the doctor. We'll have you back on your feet in no time.
There we go. Yeah, gotta call in the doctor. Here's Fauci. There you go.
No wonder you got the shiver and shakes.
He's got some remdesivir in the case.
Never got over the case of near pneumonia you picked up last year, gallivanting around the world in your open sleigh.
And now we're calling it COVID.
Just to deliver presents to a bunch of folks who don't give a hoot in the first place.
There you go. Even Santa is gonna have to stay home. He's got COVID. Gotta wait for Dr. Fauci to get him some of that remdesivir. And don't worry, we'll check your liver to make sure the remdesivir hasn't destroyed it afterwards. That's one of the side effects. We'll have to do that for quite a while. Liver and one other vital organ, I think, that, well, you don't need those. They're going to print those for you, said Davos. So they'll reprint the livers that have been destroyed by the big pharmaceutical drugs. Don't worry about that. But, yeah, I guess he can just stay home. That was a year without Santa Claus. See, they knew this was coming. We'll be right back.
In fiction, supervillains are known as supervillains because they have gigantic, huge, global plans that are incredibly well thought out and incredibly complex. And if I'd have told you a year ago, back in October of 2019, that a powerful billionaire who controls the UN would roll out a global hysteria and lock down the planet and starve millions of people and would be pushing a forced inoculation to even be able to leave your houses, and that this same billionaire would say we're all going to work from home now and that this was good to lower the carbon footprint and the human population. You tell me that's crazy. You tell me that's a dystopia. You tell me that's some type of science fiction comic book. But in reality, it really did happen. His name is Bill Gates, and he's the head of a major eugenics consortium that his father and mother set up more than 60 years ago. And we're living in this world Bill Gates has built. Until we start saying no, we are Bill Gates' property. It's time to expose Bill Gates.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Finally, the stagnant Republican establishment understands what InfoWars understands, what our listeners understand, what Donald Trump understands. We're in a digital civil war. There are giant filters filtering out 99% of communication going on every major tech platform, and now they're doing it to the private apps. They're doing it to text messages. They're doing it to email. This is mafia organized crime election meddling. But finally, when they blocked Hunter Biden and the Burisma information and the Chinese information and the photos of the crack pipes and all the rest of it, it's been confirmed to be real. Biden hasn't denied it. Finally, Congress got pissed and said, this is out of control. You've got to stop it now. We're taking action. Oh, and Jack Dorsey went, oh, it's a mistake. It's an accident. It's an accident. But they keep pushing and pushing because no one ever calls their bluff. Well, InfoWars is calling their bluff. And I want to thank you all for keeping us on the air. Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Ultra 12 are now back in stock after being sold out for months. They're sold out because people know that high-quality B12 and a good mix of vitamins, minerals, especially zinc, boost your body's natural defenses and are critical to your immune system. Well, both products are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, just 2 weeks after the election, and we're offering them both at 50% off, free shipping, and triple Patriot points in your next order. Also, if you sign up for auto shipping, additional 10% off. That makes many of the things we're selling lost leaders. Now, we have had a big clearance sale going, so a lot of stuff sold out. A lot of the other stuff is close to selling out. But some of our best sellers are still there, and some of them have actually come back into stock. And because of your support, we've had the money to reorder and get the other things that have actually sold out. So those should be back in stock as well soon. Thank you so much for keeping InfoWars on the air. Obviously, we're critical of the fight, and you've helped win the war against the globalists so far.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, we have a lot of news. We had the vote, early vote often. We have everything about the irregularities from our novel election. The election again. The reason this is all happening in the election is because of the lockdown. The reason that we are even having any competition. And depending on who you look at, I mean, you look at the polls, they tell a very different story than what the crowds do. And there are articles talking about how there's a lot of silent support for President Trump in Minnesota after what the people have seen on the streets of Minnesota. But we see all these polls that everybody in media that control the narrative, that give us a unified narrative. And I don't know if I believe the polls or not. They were completely wrong 4 years ago. They don't jive with what we're seeing now. But the lockdown has given them a lot of impetus. And they are energized. And I think the lockdown of free speech is the most important thing. Remember, the lockdown of free speech began 2 years ago with the lockdown of InfoWars on social media. All at once. I mean, no conspiracy to see here by the technocracy. I mean, it just happened that, you know, Zuckerberg got on the phone with Tim Cook. Facebook and Apple decided they would pull us immediately. Everybody was in on it except Jack. He felt left out at Twitter. Eventually, he got on board with it later on and purged pretty much everything off of Twitter. I'm still there, heavily shadow banned, heavily controlled. Libertarian, you can find me there. But, of course, I'm gone from YouTube as well. I mean, it's just, and you look at this, this is all of the ancillary places as well. All of these secondary places, many of them, you know, like Instagram owned by Facebook and so forth, but a lot of them. You know, that are just, you know, connected because they're part of the technocracy. Purged everything within 12 hours. Nothing's been done about that. Made a big difference in 2018. We said, well, you know, this is going to make a big difference in the election. They did us in August, a month before the election. They purged 800 sites off of social media. And then, of course, the Democrats came roaring back in the midterms, probably stronger than they would have. We said at the time, if President Trump doesn't do anything about this, it's going to affect his election, and it is affecting his election. And, of course, now many other things. The economy that was doing well, that's now been trashed by the novel. And still, nothing is being done.
the thing that's going to turn everything around is going to be the vaccine. That's what we're told, if you believe that. Anyway, if you want to keep us on air, the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, we've got some great specials right now. We have Black Friday in October, up 60%. Up to 60% off, and triple Patriot points and free shipping on many of our most popular products. We have Ultra 12, our vitamin B12 formula, 50% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points. Also, we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, Brain Force Plus, Ultimate Krill Oil. We also have Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid. All of those, 50% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. By the way, now I'm looking at this privacy pocket that we have. We sold out of these. We've now got them back in stock. This is a great way to shield your phone, make sure that, you're not being tracked, because this is what's coming next. You're going to need this. This is one of these things like storable food. Stock up while you can still get these things. And they're now back in stock. We got them in and they were gone. I haven't talked about that for a while, but folks, that is one of your preparedness products right there. You want to make sure you got food, you got water and so forth, but you also want to make sure that if you're going to have to go out, travel, and go to work and so forth, you want to make sure that you're not being tracked. They're doing that in a variety of ways. They can put a geofence around an area. They can go back in if they say, well, you know, we had somebody who was waiting in line at this restaurant. Oh, by the way, you know, we don't put out those pagers anymore. We want your phone number. Get your phone number. If you give it to these people, then they, if somebody in that area was tested positive, well, you know, now you are scooped up, locked down, house arrest. But, of course, it doesn't have to be voluntarily surrendering that. They can get a geofence of anybody who's there. So that's why you want to have this privacy pocket. Finally, preparewithalex.com. We have $100 off the four-week emergency food supply from My Patriot Supply. That is made in America, non-GMO. It'll last for 25 years, but you're going to need it long before then. That's well past the 2030 deadline. So folks, make sure that you have that. Make sure that you have fresh air, fresh water. You know, by the way, if you're going to be locked in your home, you know, we talk about the mask all the time and how that limits your oxygen, increases your carbon dioxide. You want to make sure for good health that you have pure air, clean air. And the Alexa Pure Breeze, air filter is silent, it's attractive, but it's very, very effective. It's a HEPA filter, four-stage filter, very good at silently and quickly removing things that it detects in the home. So make sure you have that for fresh air. All right, we were just talking about the number of cases going up. And this is the running article every day. Record number of cases. Well, we're putting out record number of tests. At the beginning of this, they didn't have any tests, but somehow they knew that everybody had COVID, even though they didn't have any tests, right? And we've had this documented by the American Hospital Association filing a complaint with Medicare. I've read you the record. They said, you told us at the beginning of this, you're saying now you're not going to pay us a COVID bonus because we did clinical diagnoses? You told us that you didn't have any tests, number one, and the few tests that you had weren't accurate. And you told us to do a clinical diagnosis. Now we've done a clinical diagnosis, and so we got COVID patients, and you're not going to give us the money? Because, you know, Medicare knows that, you know, you can claim that anybody who has the flu has COVID. That's why, as they pointed out in Daily Mail, look at this. In the UK, we got 98% drop in flu cases, and it coincided with a rise in COVID. Because why? Because you can get a bonus. Bonus bucks. Enter the bonus round. Ching, 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 ching. We got another one here. We're ready to believe you. That's right. And then at the beginning, this is another indication of cry foul. I pointed out that the FDA was threatening labs who are doing in-home COVID tests for people. These were FDA-certified labs, and the FDA, including one that was here in Austin, said we're going to pull your certification if you don't destroy that information. Don't do that for people. We don't want them to know. Why? Why wouldn't they know? I mean, it was all about the testing, right? But now they want everybody tested. Everybody tested. Because it's the path to fear, to panic, and to lockdown. And so you have Reason Magazine, and Scott Adams was talking about it. Why can't we have in-home testing? It only costs $1 instead of the $5 that it costs for the Abbott Labs rapid test that takes 15 minutes.
So Abbott Labs has one that costs $5, but you can get an in-home test for $1. Well, see, the difference is that the Abbott Labs comes with an app to snitch on you, to report you. And the in-home tests, even though they're one-fifth the cost, don't come with that. So you got to understand what their objective is. Their objective isn't to find sick people. They are identifying people who are not sick, people who have no symptoms. And when you look at this bogus report put up by the Drudge Report, U.S. sees a record 88,973 COVID-19 infections for a second straight day. A new record! Ding, ding, ding. Well, you got 88,000 tests. They put out 150 million of these tests, and these tests have a 90% false positive rate. And even if you wanted to ignore what the developer of the PCR test said, even if you want to ignore the insert for the PCR test, which says it can't be used to diagnose diseases, why? Because it inflates the presence there. A mere trace amount. This is why I use the analogy of the gas gauge. These tests are not quantitative. You don't even have to know what the developer of the PCR test said about not using these. Common sense should tell you that if you have a test that doesn't measure quantity, you don't have a test. It's like having a gas gauge that doesn't have a needle on it. And you run out of gas and you call the wrecker service and Fauci shows up and he tells you he's going to have to replace your entire engine. You say, no, I think it just ran out of gas. And he opens up the gas tank and he says, I can still smell it in there. You're going to have a new engine. You still got gas in your car. This is what these tests are about. And he's got an agenda, just like some dishonest mechanic. Yeah, people will die if they spend Christmas together, says the disgraced former UK government scientist. Yeah, you will die if everybody's going to die if we don't follow the recommendations of the Imperial College of London. And again, the disgraced government scientists that they're talking about, that's Niall Ferguson of the Imperial College of London, who put out that laughable 2.2 million people dying in the United States. Yeah, that's called disgrace, but they still go to him. They're still using him to push this agenda here and abroad.
Black Friday in October. Last year, that was one of our most popular sales that we ran in the last couple weeks of October. And it was popular for a reason. Some of the biggest sales of the year in Black Friday comes in October. And that means 30 to 60% off, store-wide free shipping, triple Patriot points. That's 15% off your next order. And everybody that signs up for auto shipping, additional 10% off. That makes many of these items lost leaders. Now, a lot of stuff sold out. Some of our best sellers are still there. But some good news. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with a big dose of zinc and all the other vitamins and minerals and amino acids for adults and children that boost your body's natural defenses. It is back in stock, back on sale today, which is 2 weeks to the election. And more good news. Ultra 12, it's got the name Ultra for a reason. Highest quality vitamin B12, take it under the tongue for full absorption. It is now back in stock. Both of those are 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes in October. Now it's easier than ever to have band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video. You will now have band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share band.video.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. In the next hour, I'm going to talk about updates to masks and vaccines, as well as we'll get into the media cover-up about the Biden laptop, as well as China's hostile takeover of our society. That's really the story that's not being talked about. You know, it's very sensational to focus on the prurient, disgusting pedophile sex tapes that this guy has. And that's where most people are going to hang out. But let me tell you, it tells the elephant in the room is how embedded China is in our political process. And so we're going to talk about that. It's ultimately what is behind all of this novel dystopian insanity that we have. But in this segment here, the short segment, I want to talk a little bit about schools and give you another reason to get your kids out now. Get your kids out of school right now. It's way past time, folks. The clock is striking 13, as George Orwell said. This article from Reason Magazine, school threatens a 12-year-old with arrest for allegedly missing 90 minutes of Zoom. Think about that, 90 minutes of Zoom. They call it truancy. Seventh grade boy received a letter. This is from a school in Lafayette, California. Out of the blue, we got this letter, said his father. It said my son had missed classes, and at the bottom it referenced a state law which said truants can go to jail for missing 90 minutes of class. Think about that. Think about how authoritarian we've allowed our schools to become. As I pointed out, school was not really, as soon as my wife and I found out that homeschooling was an option, we opted to take that exit because we'd already seen how they had turned schools into a police state, literally having cops. And we've now seen here in the surrounding areas of Austin, shortly after I came here, there was a case where there was a fight in school. School police officer showed up, identified a boy who actually was trying to stop the fight. He got in between. The cop identified him, thought he was the bad guy, the one who was fighting, who started the fight. Grabbed him and slammed him to the ground so hard on his head that the kid went into a concussion, never recovered, and went into a coma. And, why do we have our kids going through metal detectors? Why do we have cops going through the lockers and so forth? I mean, it's just, it's turned into a police state. And so we didn't want to have anything to do with that. And so now they're going to arrest you? I mean, we've seen kids for minor infractions, hauled off in handcuffs by the police. You know, back in the day, we had discipline issues when I was in school, but it was taken care of by Dina Boys, who on the first day of school showed us his paddle. And that is a much more humane way to do it. But frankly, I don't want strangers disciplining my kids. I'll do it myself. It should be done by the parents who know and love their kids, not by people who don't know them. And I certainly don't want them being accustomed to living in a police state. And that's what this is really about. It's not about keeping order. It's about keeping them subjugated. And that's why they've shut down all discipline, put in the cops. Now they're arresting kids. The parents said, who in their infinite wisdom passed this law? And I have to question, is this even a law or is this operating under color of law? And of course, they had an article back in August. Not about California. This one's in California, but in Massachusetts. Massachusetts schools are reporting parents for suspected child abuse and the kids fail up to show for Zoom classes, and they're turning them into their equivalent of CPS. There they call it the Department of Children and Families. I reported last Friday about a listener who said, yeah, our kids, we were notified that they're going to do coronavirus testing at school. And they want our contact information. If the kid tests positive and they can't get us, they're going to turn them over to CPS. Now even the CDC is denouncing mandatory coronavirus testing in school. Get your kids out of school. Come on.
I admire President Trump. He's really proven himself to be unmatched in his wit, his focus, his commitment, his energy. And I just want to affirm my admiration for President Trump. He's not God. He's not an angel. He's not perfect. But the way he has used judo on the forces of the New World Order has been really incredible. The way he's pragmatically stood up for prosperity and basic freedom, and the way he stood up against these America-hating, God-hating, family-hating trash is beautiful. And I'm serious. I was just bringing tears to my eyes, driving into work this morning, thinking about President Trump. I just want to say I admire the president so much. And I appreciate you, the listeners, and everybody for what you've done. I admire you. That's what you call it and thank me. Folks, I admire you. I admire Trump. I admire all of you that are involved in this fight. And I just wish I could do more. But we're going to win this fight together. This election is so important. Please pray for President Trump.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Right now, folks, the masks are the point of control. The masks are the point of control of your movement. The masks are the point of control psychologically. They are a placeholder. They're a placeholder for your vaccine that is coming. You know, your health pass, your permission to go about your business, right? First, to begin with the masks. Soon it's going to be the tests, the annual tests. And I talked about, not annual, daily tests. if it was annual, yeah. But it's not going to be annual. It's going to be daily. I broke that information March the 16th. I had a whistleblower who, by the way, was not somebody involved in testing, not somebody that was involved in the medical community, somebody who's a consultant to cybersecurity, gave me the information, said, look, you're going to have a daily test to travel. And of course, you know, they had, as part of the simulation, they had the wristband. We showed that, but it's going to be the, digital pass, right? It's going to be recorded on your Big Brother device, your smartphone. Oh, yeah, that's the way they see it. And they laugh at you. They laugh at you for buying the Big Brother device. I mean, every time I look at what is happening with the tracking stuff, I'm reminded of the Snowden documents that really were only talked about in Germany, Der Spiegel. In the U.S., they didn't put it out for some reason. I guess all the mainstream media didn't want to have their ads, their Apple ads, pulled. And what that showed was it had three slides, all about 1984. Good job, guys. I talk about this frequently, and people need to take a look at this. The first NSA slide said, who would have thought in 1984, and they show that 1984 Super Bowl commercial that was done by Ridley Scott to push the new Macintosh and to talk about how that was going to be freedom from a dystopian world. So I said, who would have thought in 1984, next slide shows Steve Jobs holding up a phone, that this would become Big Brother, that the iPhone would be Big Brother. The irony of that, right? And I don't think that Jobs is in on it. I think Tim Cook is. I think Tim Cook was the last group, the last corporation to join, last of the big corporations. When you look at that Prism slide, they were the last ones to get in, 2012, the time that Jobs got out. The first ones to get in, of course, were Bill Gates and Microsoft. They were the first partners in the PRISM program of NSA. But who would have thought in 1984 that this would become Big Brother? And the third slide says, and that they would, the idiots, the zombies, would line up to pay for it. Stand in line and pay for your Big Brother device. They don't even have to pay for it at the government. They don't even have to mandate it. You're willing to take it. And people are demanding that they get their vaccine. They've already got their tracking device, and they want their vaccine to go along with it. Come on, it's a matched set. What are we waiting for? Let's do the full 1984 thing now, right? So Fauci says it might be time to mandate masks now. And CNN said, well, this is kind of interesting because, you know, he said back in as recently as September 15th, a month ago, national mandate probably won't work. He'd said before that he didn't think a federal law would be the way to go.
Quote, I don't like to be authoritarian from the federal government, but at the local level, if governors and others essentially mandate the use of masks when they have an outbreak, I think that would be very important. Now, that was when he was doing a Democrat vote getting. That was for Alabama Senator Doug Jones, and that was back in July. And they didn't want to scare you about their authoritarian plans, right? Their totalitarian plans back then. And then says CNN, until now, imagine that, our hero doctor bureaucrat, the leader of the unfree world, Fauci, now saying this.
Well, if people not wear masks, then maybe we should be mandating it,
right?
It's going to be a little bit of problem enforcing it, but let's just do it. I think it'll be a great idea to have everybody do it uniformly.
That's right. That's your uniform, your mask. The sign of submission. The sign that you understand and comply with, even if you don't agree, even if you know better, even if you've been around a lot of people and, you know, you've had maybe some people have gotten a cold and they said, yeah, it's COVID, and they survived. You know, 99% plus survive. Even if you know that it's not an epidemic, let alone a pandemic, you're going to go along with it. Why? Because your employer says so, or they mandate it for going into the store, for traveling or whatever. So that's your sign of compliance. It's a placeholder. The next thing, which they're putting in place right now, is the test. The tests are necessary because the tests show you that we got to have another lockdown. We got to step this up. We got to have more regulations. See, we got cases. Got cases here. Get your mask. We got cases. Put on your mask. I'm telling you right now. Put on your mask.
So, you know, we got to have, the mask, the tests make way for that. That's why President Trump is creating the tests. Can't create enough tests. Got to have more tests. Billions of tests. Test everybody, every day, everywhere, all the time, for everything. And then lock you down. And that's what they, you know, Fauci said, as cooler weather comes, we're going to need to double down.
That's right. Because it's going to be cold season again. But we don't have colds anymore. We don't have flu anymore. COVID has replaced it. 98% of the flu cases, reports the Daily Mail, they're just scratching the head. How could this be? This is really strange. We thought we were going to have a twindemic, colds and COVID, but instead we just got COVID. And the colds and flu disappeared. So anybody's got upper respiratory illness, it's COVID. We know that.
I tweeted out when I saw that on Saturday, I said, we don't need a one-size-fits-nobody.
Central planning of healthcare. That's what this is, central planning of healthcare. You notice how this has gone pretty quickly? I mean, for years, what was one of the key campaigning issues for the GOP? We got to stop Obamacare. We don't want central control of healthcare.
In 2016, President Trump had a seven-point plan that was produced by his campaign. He never really referred to it. The only person who really referred to it was little Marco Rubio. He said, the lines, what are you talking about, the lines? Well, what was in that plan that Marco Rubio read that President Trump didn't talk about? Maybe he didn't even read the plan. It's gone now. They've flushed that away. But part of that plan, it was excellent. It was a market-based reform. Look, we got problems with our health care. We need to make it cheaper, more readily available. No doubt about it. But there's a right way and a wrong way to go about this. I remember back in the early 90s when I would go to these meetings that were being held by Democrat congressmen, and most of the people that were there were pushing for Hillary Clinton. And I said, this is not the right approach. Well, we got it's busted. We got to do something. I said, well, yeah, but if you've got a fire, you don't necessarily want to throw gasoline on it, do you? You want to make sure that it's water. And water might not even be the right thing if it's electrical fire, right? So you want to determine what the problem is before you throw a fix on it. But see, it wasn't about that. It was about getting control over your life. It wasn't about fixing affordability or access to healthcare, or making it better quality. It wasn't about any of those things. It was simply about getting control over your life. And so we had a crooked, I believe, blackmailed John Roberts, who now is completely gone to the dark side. But the first time he did it was with Obamacare. He wrote both opinions. You got to look at that and scratch your head and say, what's up with this guy? How can he say, write an opinion that says it's not constitutional, and then the last minute write a contradictory opinion saying, oh, yes, it is constitutional. We can call it a tax. And then when the Republicans finally killed the tax, the basis for it, and you had Republican state attorneys general sue and said, look, that was the basis. That was the basis for saying that you could force people to buy a government prescribed health care. They said, well, I think it's not severable, right? You can separate these things. And so we still have to have some more court cases about it. This is the kind of legal prevarication they always come up with. But it was simply about creating a one size fits nobody health care plan. When the government controls your health care, it's going to be much worse than the overpriced system that we have now. We need some market reforms. We need competition. We need information. We need to be able to spend our own money on healthcare before we send it to Washington, all those things, but none of that is happening.
COVID rollout has been extremely well planned, very well thought out, and is being incrementally orchestrated. First, it's 15 days to keep the hospitals empty. That's all a lie. Then it's 2 months, then it's 6 months, then it's a year. Now, Bill Gates says 10 years. And people are not saying, I like my mask. I like my face diaper. I like my binky. And so getting into the fear, getting into the hysteria, getting into all the exaggerated death numbers, this is our new neurotic control freak society overseen by robots, overseen by AI. And all of it is designed to make humans non-essential. That's why out of the gates they tell us, you are non-essential. You are non-essential. Your company, your restaurant, your job, your profession is not essential. This is so incredibly authoritarian, premeditated, and Bill Gates sits on top of it. Come on, folks, let's reject this.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
With 2 weeks left until the historic election, we're launching the biggest sale of the year that tops some already amazing sales. It's Black Friday, comes in October special, something we did last year that was very, very popular. We did it for the whole month last year. We can only do it for 11 days till the end of the month because stocks are low and a lot of our best-selling products. But two things that came back in and that we're now announcing at 50% off, with free shipping is Ultra 12, incredible high-quality B12. Take it under the tongue. Look into how great it is for your body's defenses, your health, your stamina. That's back in stock. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion with the zinc and the other vitamins and minerals that are essential and amino acids to make sure your body uploads it better. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Ultra 12, the flagship products of Black Friday, comes in October sale at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You may
All right, so am I wrong about masks? If not, why isn't Bill Gates wearing a mask? Get ready with video clip number one. I had I retweeted this. Somebody contacted me on Twitter. Said, David, please get the word out that Americans must demand proof that wearing masks long term, is not damaging to their lungs and possibly to their heart. People are gasping for air when they speak. Listen to them. It wasn't like this before. Everyone sounds as if they have asthma. I mean, look, just think about this. Common sense. Like we're talking about, you know, what is a test? A test that doesn't have any quantitative component to it. It's total garbage, quite frankly. I mean, that's over and above whether or not they have a good isolate of the virus. You know, back in July, the CDC said, well, we don't have any samples available to send anybody. Were they out of them? Were they short? Or did they not isolate it? Not clear. Maybe they were just temporarily out of stock on COVID-19. Or maybe it's a novel. I don't know. But if they were just temporarily out of stock, still the way that they're measuring it is not valid. That's why you have a 90% false positive rate. On the Abbott rapid test, you have a 93% false positive. Why? Because they're not even looking for a virus. They're looking for proteins that they think are associated with the virus, and then they're not looking for the quantity of the proteins that they think are associated with the virus. Do you understand how this house of cards is set up? It's total garbage. Again, it's like that Imperial College of London projection. A bad model and a bad implementation. That's what's going on with the testing. It's a bad assumption, a bad to look for things that are associated with it and then to not pay any attention to quantitative aspects of it. And so when we look at the mask issue, just think about this. You know, when somebody's got a heart disease issue, they put them on oxygen, right? You know, a lot of people who are having health conditions, they put them on extra oxygen. Why would we remove oxygen? I read you the German doctor last week I read the statement from the German doctor who was saying, look, oxygen deprivation is a serious thing, especially with children. It really, really gets me upset to see children masked. You are training your children to be slaves. You are depriving them of oxygen. This is going to long-term have consequences for them mentally, big-term consequences. You better think about that. You should read that post by that German doctor. Roundtable report, I've got I think we posted that up there so that you can see what that looks like. Roundtable reports where you'll find some of my articles as well as links to the videos. But everybody should be concerned about this. But what do we see? Instead, we see authoritarian measures being taken against kids with asthma, who actually have asthma, being taken against kids who have autism or other issues, that they won't wear a mask. And so you've had some very, very draconian measures taken towards these kids. And again, that's what they've been training them for 20 years. Going back to dark winter, right? Oh yeah, everybody died because you were not draconian enough. You got to get over this idea that, you know, just like they would tell everybody, you got to get over this idea that parents own their kids. Well, you got to get over this idea of Western civilization. Come on, we just don't want that. We want to be like the Chinese. We don't care about the Bill of Rights or civil liberties or individual choice or informed consent. Everybody died because you weren't draconian enough and you didn't approve that emergency vaccine. Those two things were present in every one of these annual simulations put together by the Bloomberg School of Medicine at Johns Hopkins, also co-funded by the Gates Foundation. The final one being Event 201, which is an exact copy of this particular scenario that we're running through right now, an exact dress rehearsal. So then the question is, why won't Bill Gates wear a mask? That's a great question. I saw that from greenmedinfo.com. Why won't Bill Gates wear a mask? And he asked a question. Here's a fact worth checking. Has Bill Gates ever worn a mask? If so, where's the evidence? And if not, why is he telling everybody else in the world that they need to wear one until the vaccine he's heavily invested in becomes available to test on the public? And they have a quote from Voltaire. To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you're not allowed to criticize. Yeah, that's right.
In other words, if you want to find out who rules over you, simply find out who doesn't have to wear a mask. That's one of the ways to do it. But you can find out who you can get banned for criticizing off of social media. And he points out some celebrity influencers like Deepak Chopra are not only proudly wearing masks, but tastelessly implying that not doing so could kill you or someone you love. Wear a mask or join the company. And he says, isn't it strange that there's not yet been a picture of Bill Gates anywhere with a mask? You know, the same man who's been telling the world that they should wear one and prepare for perpetual lockdown, even with a vaccine? So why should Bill Gates, of all people, be exempt from role modeling to the world what he says is an effective measure against COVID-19? Again, this is from coming from greenmedinfo.com. Let's roll the clip. Video clip number one, so you can hear it straight from the two horses' mouths, Bill and Melinda Gates.
But, you know, we don't know, are we going back to, say, 2,000 deaths a day like we were April? That's hard to say. It's possible that we will. You know, so 2020 is going to be a very tough year.
So the elevator pitch is test, contact trace, isolate and quarantine, and wear a mask and role model wearing a mask. Every single person should be wearing a mask without exception.
Yeah, except for Bill. Except for Bill. And you know, when he's talking about that, you can just kind of roll that as B-roll. Roll the beginning of that clip. As he's talking about, well, we don't know if we're going to go back to millions of people dying every day or not. And as he's doing that, she's sitting there grinning. Why are you grinning about that? Why are you grinning about that? I mean, that... Bill and Melinda Gates, wear a mask, role model wearing a mask. Every single person should be wearing a mask without exception. As greenmedinfo.com points out, the boldly conspicuous absence of Bill's mask speaks to the duplicity and the intensity of his power. The intensity of his power. As well as the many contradictions within the official narrative. Another example of this egregiously hypocritical stance among the powerful elite is the Queen of England's recent maskless jaunt outside her castle walls.
Ooh, we are outside the castle.
A move that was criticized by the media. The 94-year-old is within the age group of the highest risk category for death in general. Because that's what we see. We see the actuarial tables relabeled. Just as we've seen flu relabeled COVID, we've seen the actuarial tables that we always call natural death relabeled. The 94-year-old shunned a mask with Buckingham Palace confirming, quote, it was a matter of choice rather than due to any health reason. That's right. Rulers don't follow the rules. Rulers make the rules. Yeah, and they make you follow the rules. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about air travel. And we're going to talk about latest updates on vaccines. Then we're going to get into what's going on with the cover-up. I know that you're all just anxious to hear about the porn tapes of Hunter. We're not going to talk about that. Instead, we're going to talk about the financial aspect. Very exciting stuff there.
History is now. History is taking place in front of us. We are at the crossroads. We are now only 2 weeks out from the most historic and important election in world history. I've been saying that for over a year, but now people really understand I wasn't exaggerating. This is so critical. The New World Order wants to repudiate the nation state. They will repudiate the idea of America. They want to repudiate the idea of the Renaissance and the Enlightenment and bring in their technocracy. So they are throwing everything they've got, and not just the American people, but the people of the world. That's why your word of mouth is beyond king. It is paramount. When you spread the articles, when you spread the videos, when you shoot your own video, or write your own article, or knock on your neighbor's door and talk to them, or call your friends and family and tell them to vote for Trump, when you speak out against the system, when you do things that seem little, together it adds up into giant things. Many hands make light work. History's happening now. Take action now while you still can. Please, for all of our futures.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Ultra 12 are now back in stock after being sold out for months. They're sold out because people know that high-quality B12 and a good mix of vitamins, minerals, especially zinc, boost your body's natural defenses and are critical to your immune system. Well, both products are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, just 2 weeks off from the election, and we're offering them both at 50% off, free shipping, and triple Patriot points in your next order. Also, if you sign up For auto shipping, an additional 10% off. That makes many of the things we're selling lost leaders. Now, we have had a big clearance sale going, so a lot of stuff sold out. A lot of the other stuff is close to selling out. But some of our best sellers are still there, and some of them have actually come back into stock. And because of your support, we've had the money to reorder and get the other things that have actually sold out. So those should be back in stock as well soon. Thank you so much for keeping InfoWars on the air. Obviously, we're critical of the fight, and you've helped win the war against the globalists so far. China is open, America is closed. And in the European Union, where the people are revolting, trying to get out of the authoritarian tyranny, they're also under even greater levels of lockdown. It's very simple. Where authoritarians already have complete control, like communist China, oh, there's no more lockdowns, and they're heroes, and the UN says they're the example for us all. After all, that's where the virus came from. After all, that's where the fear-mongering came from. That's where the lockdown came from. But that was a weapon, a psychological hysteria, a chicken little syndrome being created that was to then be aimed at us and used to invoke our fear and have us go into a stampede of mass hysteria. And so far, it's been incredibly successful. Until just the last few weeks, as across the world, humanity awakens to the fact that COVID-19 is a giant UN, communist Chinese world government power grab. 2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms. Most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech. I mean, he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he has taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesign, InfoWars.com, and sharing that link. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
You know, the great sickness of our time is the passivity and pornography that is now escalated under lockdown. And that's what everybody wants to focus on. What was on his laptop? I want to see the pictures. I want to see the movies and so forth. I'm going to show you the other aspect of what's going on here. And that is the plan for China to take over not just the U.S., but the entire world, and how they're getting away with this while we're focused on the pornography. It's a perfect example of how we are just circling, and not even circling, we're going down the drain right now in the West. We can't be bothered to defend the basic liberties that were fought for. I mean, we had people who died at the Alamo. We had Christian pastors who died for their beliefs out of persecution, and we're just letting all of that go away. Just, we don't care. We don't care. Where's my movie? I want 5G so I can download my latest Netflix kiddie porn film, Cuties or whatever. I want it faster. And well, let me see Biden's, let me see his laptop videos, all this kind of stuff, right? It's completely destroyed. You know, the pornography is completely destroying the connection between men and women. It's creating these unrealistic expectations for everybody. They're selling this transgender homosexual agenda so that women don't even want to get married anymore. I mean, and the men just want to sit there and watch pornography like Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden should be president. Come on. He embodies America better than anybody. That's real American values right there with Hunter Biden. Why isn't he on the ticket?
He is our best representative that we could find right now, Hunter Biden. Crack pipe, porno, pedophile, crooked, taking money, turning the country over to China. Well, he's got everything going for him. If there ever was a perfect candidate for America in 2020, it was Hunter Biden. So we're going to get to that in a minute. But I want to talk first about what they're doing to you. Let's talk a little bit about what travel is going to look like if we let these people get away with this. The Chinese plan. We're all on the China plan right now. Business Insider. I was sent this article by a listener. Delta adds 460 people to its no-fly list for not wearing masks, reports Business Insider. Listener comments. This, of course, is a globalist plan to merge all airlines in one global airline. That way they can be as tyrannical as they want to be if people want to travel. Well, I think the reality is that you don't have to merge these airlines together. As we've seen over the last 20 years, the government can demand anything, no matter how in the face of the passengers, the customers. Nobody cares that the air travel anymore about customers. You know, you're just garbage. You do what we tell you to do, or you're not going to fly. With the TSA and with the flight attendants and so forth, all trained, I have power. You do what I say right now. This is the East German model. I've talked about this many times. Even a woman who was, you know, decades after East Berlin fell, and you had reunification, the Stasi fell. This woman who had moved to East Germany because she loved communism. She was an American who loved communism. She wanted to get full immersion, and she did. And she loved living there, she said. And she was really surprised once they went back and started uncovering the Stasi files to find out that she and her husband had been the focus of a lot of surveillance. How could this be? I loved those people. They spied on me all the time. They thought I was an enemy. Why? Simply because she was an American. They were suspicious. And I can understand. Why would anybody who lived under a communist government, who actually lived there, I could understand that they would find it hard to believe that somebody could come from America and want to live there. She must be a spy. Come on. Nobody in their right mind would actually want to live under this system that we're forced to live under. But, of course, we have many people who have been brainwashed in universities and really do want that. They want to live under it. They have this romantic notion that is totally disconnected from reality. We have university students who desire to live under communism, and yet the most effective speakers for liberty, for the American system, are the people who have lived under communism and got out of it. They're warning us all the time. You don't want to live under that. You don't want to live under that. And, of course, even the Stasi couldn't believe that an American would want to live under that system. But one of the things that she had to say was, she said, well, you know, I just don't know what to say. The only way I can explain, I had noticed this when I was there, that people would just be so nice when you met them in ordinary life. But then if you go into the butcher shop and you have to take a number and stand in line for a listen, they were very, very officious. I have power. You do what I say right now. Halten Sie. You know, I mean, it's like all of a sudden they were empowered. And because, and I think this is because they felt the oppression. They felt the constant oppression and the dictates and the rules that were put on them. And for just a little bit of time, in their little tiny corner of the world, they could be the ruler. And they could subjugate you for once. And I think that's really what's happened. I think psychologically, that's what's going on. I'm not a psychologist. You know, I have to ask Jordan Peterson about this, but I don't know. His comment was, the issue is this. The big corporations, especially, the airline business is so highly regulated, especially in the wake of 9/11. They don't have to consolidate the airline industry. Of course, you're going to have a consolidation. They're not going to need as many, airlines as they've got now because not too many people are going to be flying. And it's going to be very, very lucrative to those who remain. So they are currying favor now with the government, just to stay in business. Says tons of sheeple who have been scared into flying through superstition, into not flying through superstition. But there's also a silent majority who are also voting with their bank accounts and deciding that they're not going to bother to fly. That's the category in which I fall. The BS rules that the airlines came up with after 9/11 were one thing, but these fake pandemic rules are a new level of psychological lunacy, wrote the listener. Well, as we look at this, the passengers, reports Sarah Hedge, are pushing back on airline mask requirements as travel bans are soaring. Now, I just reported that Business Insider said Delta added 460 people to a no-fly list. Let me tell you something. If you're put on a no-fly list by the government, that's the first story I covered when I came here to InfoWars, the guy that got stuck in Hawaii, didn't even know he was on the no-fly list, had no reason to be on there. He'd just been cleared by TSA. He worked for a federal agency as well. He was going to visit his wife in Japan, who was stationed there as part of the military. And he was able to get on a government military plane and made it to Hawaii and was connecting to the second plane. And just before the plane took off, they stopped it. Agents got on and pulled him off. It's like, what's going on? What's going on? They wouldn't tell him. Said, you can't fly. You've been flagged as no fly. Well, what did I do? Well, you know, this is, the Constitution's not in effect anymore because, you know, if it was the Constitution, you would be informed of what the charges are. You'd be able to face your accusers. You would have a speedy trial and so forth. They didn't do any of that. They just stuck him in Hawaii. Now, if you can't fly in Hawaii, you're stuck. So you could be on a no-fly list, not get any explanation of it, not know that you're on it. But if you're on a no-fly list because of these airlines, you're going to know it. They're going to be, well, I think I'm on a no-fly list. No, you're on the no-fly list. They'll tell you. And Delta has done a third of these. They said six different airlines have banned 1,500 people. That's one-third of them are coming from Delta. You know, the other two-thirds are split between five different airlines. And why is this happening? Well, they said the CDC, quote, strongly recommends that you have masks or face coverings, even though the Transportation Department is pulling back and said, I think you've gone too far. Because you're doing this to people with disabilities. You're doing this to people with asthma. You're doing this to kids who are autistic. You're doing this to kids with Down syndrome who can't wear masks and so forth. I think maybe you've gone too far. The airlines say, no, we're not. We're following the strong recommendations from the CDC. CDC is our government. CDC is our Lord now. We don't have any constitution. Well, I mean, they're telling everybody everything. CDC is now taking control of our country.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you pay close attention to what big tech is actually saying, and more importantly, what they're actually doing, when they shut down the Hunter Biden laptop story, that was a test to see if they could work in concert to totally suppress information, because they've also been on record saying coming up on Election Day and thereafter, they're not going to let anyone but, quote, authoritative sources, that means CNN, New York Times, what a joke, come out and say who the real winner is. That way they can contest the election even though Trump's the clear winner, hold everything up with the ballots, then cause a constitutional crisis, call for secession, and have the UN come in and declare the election for Biden. This is what John Podesta and others are on record saying. And so when you see them in concert censoring something like the Hunter Biden laptop story, that is a drill, that is a test to get all their systems ready, but also to condition the public that big tech works in unison to suppress speech and information. This is election meddling 101. This is illegal.
It's taken me 2.5 years to finally even be able to convince Congress and the rest of the world that we were only the initial target to set the precedent for coordinated big tech censorship. Now the world finally understands it. But we don't have 2.5 years for the learning curve to take place this time. Bill Gates and the UN are on record saying the lockdown is permanent.
It is a plan to lower carbon footprint. It is a plan to make the world population poor. It is a diabolical power grab. It is a revolution against the Industrial Revolution. They call it the post-industrial world. And it's the excuse for them to take control of every facet of our lives and implement absolute authoritarianism. So, again, to everybody out there, if you love your children, like my daughter that just woke up here, and if you care about yourselves and any future, you need to get awake, you need to understand this information, you need to warn others, okay? It's a life and death situation. It's on record. It's not disputed. It was rolled out more than 8 months ago in communist China. And now it's in Europe. Now it's the United States, Canada, and most other industrial parts of the planet. Every restaurant you go into, even small mom and pops, have QR codes for you to supposedly check their menu. And they really get upset if you ask for a paper menu, but of course they have them. Now, what are they saying there? Well, you've got to have a cell phone to come to their establishment, and that you can't have a piece of paper because, oh, everybody's diseased and, we're spreading germs. It's absolutely asinine. They can throw away the little one-sheet papers if they actually believe that. No, what this really is a contact tracing database. Again, this is admitted that everyone's being habituated into scanned to be part of. So in the future, everywhere you go is tracked officially. Now, your cell phone's already tracked you. You already have home assistants watching and listening to you in your house. But now this is officially rolling this out where you won't buy or sell, have a job, get on an airplane without it. And Bill Gates even admits it. So think about that, folks, and look out.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Doctor, I'm having trouble breathing. Can you write me a note? Yeah, maybe we don't let them suffocate us. I can't breathe. How ironic, right? And yet we don't pay any attention to this. Anyway, as I was talking about the airlines, even the Department of Transportation is saying that airlines may have, quote, gone too far. But the airlines aren't relenting, especially Delta. Delta will still allow medical exemptions, but listen to this. After a one-hour consultation with a Delta agent, I reported this before from a Delta flight attendant who contacted me. So this is really bad. First, I've got a medical reason. Okay, you've got a medical reason. We'll let you know. Now it's like they hire a rent-a-doctor. Right? Are these people even doctors? Are they going to do an evaluation over the phone of you and tell you whether or not you have a medical condition? Are you kidding me? How pathetic this is. And this is a consultation with a Delta agency. It's not a doctor. It's a Delta agent, somebody that Delta paid. Oh, yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, you either get on the no-fly list or you wear your mask. And no, it's not a doctor. This is telemedicine. This is being ushered in a number of different ways, as I pointed out. Texas A&M is actually partnering with a Florida-based company, OnMed, to deploy Texas's first telemedicine station of its kind. That's right. This is sent to me by a listener. So, this is all a feature. It's not a bug. We can replace school with Bill Gates, do your school on your computer so he can watch everything that you're doing. He's going to have everybody taking classes at home over his computer network, teaching you his Common Core. And you're probably not going to be able to do even that if you don't take his vaccine and get his ID 2020. This is just amazing to me. But this is all being sold, everybody. Isn't this wonderful? Now we don't have to build hospitals anymore or have any kind of emergency care or doctors in rural towns. We'll just do telemedicine for people. That's great. And that's what they're doing right now with no doctor at Delta. And the Association of Flight Attendants is not happy with that. The Association of Flight Attendants is pushing for an emergency federal rule to require masks. So they'd be right on board with Fauci. They all want to mandate masks from Washington. And it was just a couple of months ago that all the health organizations are saying that's not going to help. We had the U.S. Surgeon General, a Pence man, who was telling everybody, no, it doesn't work. And then now Fauci said, well, we told you that because we didn't have enough masks and we didn't. We wanted to save them for our heroes. And so we told you that we didn't have any masks. But now you can wear a cloth mask. How about that? Nobody was even talking about a cloth mask back then. But now they want to mandate a cloth mask. And I have given you studies done by Duke University where they talk about the fact that a cloth mask, because it doesn't make a seal around the face when you cough or sneeze, it creates jets. You can see pictures of people exhaling smoke. Like that. Exhaling smoke. And it's going right through the mask. The smoke particles are bigger than the viral particles. But when you have a mask like that, just like the edges accelerate it, when you blow out or cough through the mask, it does two things. It doesn't stop it. And what it does is it breaks up the droplets into smaller forms. If they're, the smaller they are, the further they're going to travel and the longer they'll remain airborne. So none of this stuff works. But it does deprive you of oxygen. Perhaps that's the intent. Brain damage killed kids. And as that doctor, the German doctor pointed out, if you suffer brain damage from oxygen deprivation, you don't get that back. Your body doesn't heal that. Brain cells lost are gone forever. Anyway, the Association of Flight Attendants is now pushing for an emergency federal rule to require masks. And they want noncompliance to result in conviction and fines. See, that was the problem. That, the flight attendants have now solved Fauci's problem. His problem was, it's easy for us to mandate it, but how do we enforce it? I don't know how we enforce it. Well, you got the flight attendants. They want to enforce it. They're begging to enforce it. They want that power. Fines and conviction and no fly lists. That's what they want. A passenger group, flyersrights.org, argued that the government was creating nationwide confusion among the public. Well, that's the least of what they're doing. So as we look at this, here's how the future is going to look, folks. You want to prohibit something? Well, you're going to create a massive blowback underground. I mean, look at the war on drugs, right? The UN's war on drugs. 1971, Nixon declared his war on drugs. But surprise, surprise, it was exactly the same document that the UN had put together in 1961. Four different schedules, four different levels of prohibited drugs. And surprise, surprise, the same drugs were in each one of the schedules on Nixon's war on drugs that were in the UN's war on drugs. And of course, that hasn't done anything to reduce the use of drugs. It's created a massive monopoly for organized crime. It's corrupted our police force. It has destroyed our due process in courts. We have mandatory minimums that were put in by Joe Biden, bragging about that. We incarcerated more people than any other country in history, including communist China. But, we got to stop people from destroying themselves. Well, it didn't. Anytime you create prohibition, you're going to create an underground economy. It intensified the different forms of recreational drugs. So what's going to happen when you start having to have travel passes? Travelers are already using photoshopped COVID test certificates to board flights as travel agents are selling negative results for £150. This is in the UK, reported by The Sun. Travelers are using fake coronavirus test certificates to board flights as some are charging £150 for forged results. Let me tell you something. When they go to... There's going to be some good white hat hackers out there who are going to break into these digital health passes produced by the Abbott Labs rapid test. I've just gone yellow. The Chinese system is what it is. I've just gone yellow. I don't want to get another test. If I get a false positive, they're going to lock me up for 2 weeks. So you're going to get online. You're going to get on your VPN, your virtual private network. You're going to go on the dark web, and you're going to find something that gives you a green travel pass. It's just that simple, folks. That's what the future is going to look like. You're going to make criminals out of everybody. When the government becomes criminal, all the citizens will become criminals as well to get around unrealistic regulations. And that's it's already been done. I mean, they haven't even completely rolled out the health pass system yet. And you've already got a way to get around that. All right, we got to take a break, and we're going to be back to talk about what is going on in China. And the real issue here, folks, I'm going to show you. I've been talking about what's going on in Australia for quite a while and how in the one state where they took a lot of Chinese money, this is where we're getting the massive lockdown, the most authoritarian we've seen anywhere. And let me tell you something. You should be worried about the fact that the Bidens are in the pocket of the Chinese, because I think that if Joe Biden wins, he's going to go right down the same path as Dan Andrews in the state of Victoria in Australia. And we're going to see this type of stuff hitting the streets in America. We're pretty close already. All right, before we go to break, I just want to remind you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com that fund this program and everything that we do here. We've got a great special right now, Black Friday in October, up to 60% off. We have triple Patriot points, free shipping on many of our most popular items, our vitamin B12, our liquid vitamin B12, Ultra 12, 50% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points for discounts in the future. We have Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 50% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix helps you to get your baseline vitamins and minerals. You don't have to take a lot of pills, but it covers everything right there. You can make it taste any way you want. Very easy to taste, take. We have Ultimate Krill Oil. We have Knockout, our ultimate sleep aid. 50% off both of those, as well as Brain Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, take a look at Prepare with Alex. We have storable food there that's going to last for 25 years. $100 off the 4-week emergency food supply, discounts off of many preparedness products, food, water filters, and many other at preparewithalex.com. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
The future isn't coming, it's here. And in the future, keeping your humanity, saving your soul, your integrity, your very essence is going to be your most valuable asset. In fact, it's going to be your only asset. The world being built by the technocrats and the trap they've now sprung with COVID-19 and the endless lockdown is the beginning of the process of taking us past domestication into total and complete dehumanization. Human life will be impossible to be carried out in an original biological way by the year 2050. This is their stated goal. I'm sorry to have to report horrifying things like this to you, but only by facing the horror and not projecting your own decency onto the enemy can we turn this around. You must study their own writings, you must face the facts, and you must come to grips with it. You're all being incrementally destroyed. Black Friday in October. Last year, that was one of our most popular sales that we ran in the last couple weeks of October. And it was popular for a reason. Some of the biggest sales of the year in Black Friday comes in October. And that means 30 to 60% off, store-wide free shipping, triple Patriot points. That's 15% off your next order. And everybody that signs up for auto ship, an additional 10% off. That makes many of these items lost leaders. Now, a lot of stuff sold out. Some of our best sellers are still there. But some good news. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with a big dose of zinc and all the other vitamins and minerals and amino acids for adults and children that boost your body's natural defenses. It is back in stock, back on sale today, which is 2 weeks to the election. And more good news. Ultra 12, it's got the name Ultra for a reason. Highest quality vitamin B12, take it under the tongue for full absorption. It is now back in stock. Both of those are 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes in October.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Night Show.
I love to change the world.
welcome back. This story from Epic Times. Orange County, this is Orange County, California, launches a student contest to, quote, normalize mask wearing. In case you didn't get the point already, the whole purpose of the schools is to brainwash the kids, whether it's about climate change or socialism, to be anti-American, anti-Western civilization. And that's a full-on, full-court press to do that. Right? You know, from the universities, the Ivy League universities started it, it's filtered down to all the universities, it's filtered down to the K-12. The teachers have become thoroughly indoctrinated, so they're really doing a bang-up job on the kids who are still in K-12. So to help normalize mask wearing, quote unquote, Orange County, California, the health department there is launching a contest for students, and they will award the winners thousands of dollars in technology grants for their schools. And I mean, they got a lot of money here. They've got 9 first place winners will get $7,000 because, you know, you can't have 1 first place winner. Everybody gets a participation trophy. So you're going to have 9 first place winners to get $7,000. You'll have 9 second place winners who will get $6,000. And you'll have 9 third place winners who will get $5,000. So 27 winners. Everybody's a winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. No, what you get is not a chicken dinner. you get something probably more useless than a chicken dinner. You get... It can be used to buy technology for your school. Now, you might get a Wi-Fi hotspot for your school or something like that. You know, get some more of that 5G. Soak it up, kids. Gonna get the first tier to get 5G. You guys, you're really into this mass stuff. Okay, well, I got 5G for you, too. How about that? I can starve you, radiate you, spy on you all at once. And so they've got this broken down into 3 categories as well. You have... Mask art. You have a written essay, or you can do a little propaganda video for 1 minute to tell people why they should be wearing a mask. So art and essays and videos. This reminds me, a close friend that I had in high school went to West Point. And I was in engineering, and we'd compare notes as to what we were being taught in school when he would come home. And... It's talking about how they had a track for people who were not, they called it, I don't know, particular majors. Maybe they're going to be psychology majors or something. I don't know what the deal was, but some of them didn't have to take physics or calculus. They would take a science curriculum that the people who did take physics and calculus would call physics for artists and lovers. Well, you know, what we've got now going on in L.A. County is mask propaganda, you know, for artists and lovers. You can do mask art, you can do written essays, you can do social, and you can, you know, they'll give you a little prize, and your school can get some money that they were going to give you anyway. But you're not going to get anything directly except oxygen deprivation. The winning mask design in each of the county's 5 districts will also be produced for students in those schools to wear. students are encouraged to either come up with a mask design they think everybody will want to wear, to explain why a mask is important in a 300 or 400 word essay, or to create original video. Now, while that is going on, you see that a Danish mask study is being blocked. You see that in the name of saving people from COVID, books, all books, are being roped off on the shelves in Wales. Yeah, you can go to the store, but somehow, if you buy a book or you buy clothes or you buy some other things, somehow that is a threat to your health. How is that, buying a particular item? Of course, we've already seen this premiered by Whitmer.
I admire President Trump. He's really proven himself to be unmatched in his wit, his focus, his commitment, his energy. And I just want to affirm my admiration for President Trump. He's not God. He's not an angel. He's not perfect. But the way he has used judo on the forces of the New World Order has been really incredible. The way he's pragmatically stood up for prosperity and basic freedom. And the way he stood up against these America-hating, God-hating, family-hating trash is beautiful. And I'm serious. I was just bringing tears to my eyes, driving into work this morning, thinking about President Trump. I just want to say I admire the president so much. And I appreciate you, the listeners, and everybody for what you've done. I admire you. That's why you call in and thank me. Folks, I admire you. I admire Trump. I admire all of you that are involved in this fight. And I just wish I could do more. But we're going to win this fight together. This election is so important. Please pray for President Trump.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
All right, so as the students in L.A. County are finding ways to propagandize their fellow students and to be rewarded, kind of, you know, they don't get any actual money. They probably have like a Wizard of Oz ceremony where they hand you a medallion and misquote the Pythagorean theorem. But as that is happening, we see that an actual scientific study about masks out of Denmark is being blocked. And I love the way that Alex Newman at the New American, I've interviewed him a number of times. I had to get him back on. Alex Newman said, characterized Anthony Fauci, says, Anthony Fauci, the joyless worrywart in the federal government's health apparatus. And that's it. That's actually what he is. Who demands that anything remotely enjoyable be forbidden forthwith? Went so far as to say that there was no need for any scientific study of mask effectiveness. That's right. We don't need to study it. We just know that. Why do we know that? Because, you know, we're authorities. And again, arguments from authority are not science. Francis Bacon made that very clear when he formulated the scientific method, which is one of the things that made Western culture superior. So they have to destroy science as well. All these people say, well, because science. Occasional cortex, because science. You know, we just know this because science. Well, you don't even know what science is. You don't even know what the method is. You're unable to think. You're out there locking the economy down over a test that the developer said you can't use it that way. Over a test that doesn't measure quantity. You're locking down the entire economy and President Trump can't manufacture them or fund them quickly enough. Go figure. Alex Newman goes on to talk about Fauci says, this is from the same man who in the past dismissed the findings of meta-analysis and observational studies of hydroxychloroquine as being non-scientific. And of course, his own NIH did a study in 2005 about hydroxychloroquine. They said, this is very effective, both as a therapeutic and as a preventative. Well, that's why it must be shut down, because we've got to sell this remdesivir. Come on, you put that on the back shelf. We've got to sell remdesivir. And he did. He sold it with his own fake study. And before the most recent study, we had a fake study. He shut that down. He put up his study a week later, pronounced it the standard of care, even though he changed the measurement from being healed to, they got out of the hospital 30% faster. So I'm pronouncing that the standard of care. And then you had the European Union buy $1.2 billion worth of remdesivir. And then the second study comes out and says, actually, no, it actually makes things worse. Has some very severe side effects as well. But this study, this Danish study, revealed October 22nd, what was that, Thursday, by the major Danish newspaper, Berlingske. The paper's headline said, professor in large Danish mask study has been rejected by three top journals. The researchers behind a large and unique Danish study on the effect of wearing a mask even have great difficulty in getting their research results published. One of the participating professors in the study admits that the results can be perceived as controversial. Oh, well, you know, we don't want to have any controversy in science, right? I mean, you know, it wouldn't be science if we didn't have authorities tell us what it's going to be beforehand. And we don't need to do any studies, right? We don't need to do any experiments. We don't need to do any measurements. And if we got tests, we got tests that don't measure quantity. Idiocracy. The finished research result has been rejected by at least three of the world's absolutely leading medical journals because nobody is interested in science anymore. Science only advances when conventional wisdom
is challenged. Science only advances when that is challenged. This is not science. This is censorship. The Welsh government now appears to ban book sales. I was pointing out, we have a story up at Infowars.com. Steve Watson. Footage and pictures of a Welsh supermarkets and shops cordoning off entire areas with items that they say are non-essential. So you can't buy these. You can go into the store, but these items are not essential, so you can't buy them. And where have we seen this before? We saw this in Gretchen Whitmer's Michigan. Oh, you can't buy this, can't buy that, can't buy seeds, can't buy that, because that's non-essential items. So we're gonna keep these from you. Even though you made the trip out, you've exposed yourself to this deadly plague we've been talking about, right? And so even though the plague is everywhere, and I made this deadly journey through the Mad Max zombie land to get here, I arrive and I find that the books section is closed off. The only thing that would make this better is if Fahrenheit 451 was hiding behind some of that stuff there, which I imagine probably is. Non-essential items are being covered up in supermarkets in Wales. It's really come to this, says one person. The confusion over what is and isn't essential. And again, why is government allowed to tell us what is and isn't essential? Well, this is all part of the big financial reset. That's really what's behind, underlying the money. Look at the money. Look at the money. Look at the political power. We're going to take a look at China's hooks into the Bidens and others and why that's really behind all this and what that tells us about the future. But when you look at what the banks did, remember, it's only, 2007, 2008? The banks were too big to fail. How did we get banks that were too big to fail? Well, that happened in the 90s under Bill Clinton. He got rid of the regulation, the Glass-Steagall, that said, we're going to give you insurance, and as a condition of insurance, we're going to say you can't get involved in speculative activity. So they stopped that. The Clinton administration okayed the merger of Nations Bank and Bank of America, and they were said that's going to start. If you do that, you're going to set off a wave of consolidations that we're going to wind up with a half dozen giant banks. And we did, and took about 10 years for it to blow everything up. A combination of a few, a half dozen giant banks and a speculative market. The securitization of mortgages. And what happened out of all that? Well, these banks that were too big to fail wound up getting people's homes. And now we're going to get a much, much bigger version of that, and they're going to wind up taking people's homes, their businesses, everything, and putting you on an allowance, universal basic income. And so when you look at them being able to tell you what is essential and what isn't essential, it's like them telling you, well, your business is not essential. We're going to kill it. The banks, on the other hand, they are essential, and they're going to get everything that you used to have. And it starts with them being able to tell you in Wales or in Michigan, you can't buy cooking utensils, you can't buy clothes, you can't buy bedding. Those are all going to be covered up in plastic sheets. But, you know, Halloween stuff, that's okay. That's essential right now, I guess. And, of course, these people who did this are also too big to jail, aren't they? This goes along with another article at InfoWars from Watson. A Welshman going down the aisles of a store, and he is just ripping this plastic sheeting off of everything that he sees because he's had it with that. I don't encourage people to get violent, but folks, we've got to just, I think the right way to approach this is just to live our lives. I mean, if I was there was something that I wanted, I would just, you know, reach around the plastic and take it up and buy it. there are ways to resist without doing that, but I don't blame him for that. And at some point, folks, we've got to get in their faces and say that we're not going to do this. The vaccine mandates are on their way. We've got a Republican representative in Ohio. And remember, the governor there is, surprise, surprise, Republican, right? DeWine, Republican governor in Ohio. And he keeps whining about the COVID stuff. And now an email intercepted this week reveals, says Representative Nino Vitale, that the Ohio Department of Health is launching the, quote, Ohio COVID-19 vaccination program, unquote. And he quotes the email saying that they will implement mandatory requirements across Ohio as part of Republican Governor DeWine's pandemic response. This person who heads up the Ohio Department of Health is not a doctor. Lance Himes is a lawyer. Imagine my surprise. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
With 2 weeks left until the historic election, we're launching the biggest sale of the year that tops some already amazing sales. It's Black Friday, comes in October special, something we did last year that was very, very popular. We did it for the whole month last year. We can only do it for 11 days till the end of the month because stocks are low and a lot of our best-selling products. But two things that came back in and that we're now announcing at 50% off with free shipping is Ultra 12, incredible high-quality B12. Take it under the tongue, look into how great it is for your body's defenses, your health, your stamina. That's back in stock. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion with the zinc and the other vitamins and minerals that are essential and amino acids to make sure your body uploads it better. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Ultra 12, the flagship products of Black Friday comes in October sale at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now it's easier than ever to have band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video. You will now have band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want, be sure and share band.video.
ElectionCenter.com. Just type it in one time and you've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms. But most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to band.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech. And then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he hasn't taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesigned Infowars.com and sharing that link. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right,
I'm trying to get you to take your mask off so you don't brain damage yourself or your children. I'm trying to get the blinders off of your eyes about this bipartisan deception that is going on. I was just talking about how a memo from a lawyer in Ohio was head of the state health department, not a doctor, a lawyer, not a scientist, a lawyer, talking about mandatory vaccination. But he's head of the health department. And, of course, it's the governor there in Ohio. It was all about masks, the Republican governor, the lieutenant governor. Remember, he was jeered at a Trump rally. He got up before the crowd, and he was telling them to wear masks, and they started booing him. Finally, he got off the dais. But when we look at this, I had a listener send this to me from Idaho, and I've covered what's going on in Idaho extensively as well. Brad Little, another Republican governor. I mean, these Republican governors like DeWine, Brad Little, Greg Abbott here in Texas have betrayed our individual liberties, the Constitution, the rule of law. They're extending this when we all know that there is no epidemic, let alone a pandemic, that these measures that they're imposing upon us have absolutely nothing to do with helping us in terms of health. They're actually unhealthy. And so when we look at Idaho, this listener reported Adams County commissioners, so good news, bad news, Adams County commissioners there in Idaho voted to end all COVID restrictions about a week ago. However, at least one health district is pushing Governor Little for a statewide mask mandate and to limit all gatherings. And after the arrests at the Central District Health Department, and that was, we covered that, where people showed up, and they arrested them for wanting to hear the proceedings where they were talking about getting rid of the governor's executive orders that have been extended over and over and over again. Why are they allowed to extend them? Well, underlying all of that is the executive order, the emergency order from President Trump. That's contingent on that. Under law in Montana, as Chuck Baldwin has pointed out, the governor has no authority for these executive orders to go for, I forget what it was, 30, 60, 90 days, something like that. They all have different times. But it's like 1, 2, or 3 months. Well, we're well past that. We're 224 days into this. And in some of the states, like in Montana, that's a Democrat governor, but his lockdown orders are predicated on the, on President Trump's emergency executive order. President Trump could end that authority. Just like that. Why doesn't he do it? Why instead is he creating millions, billions of masks to fuel the second wave of lockdowns? I mean, sorry, tests. Tests is what he's producing. Anyway, so he said, we also talked to the deputy there, the deputy sheriff. The deputy informed us that our country is a democracy, not a constitutional republic. Of course, he would say that. Anyway, he informed us that the Boise and Meridian have their own city police systems, and the Sheriff's Department has agreed not to interfere with him. So he's saying, look, we're not arresting you. They're arresting you. However, those two cities don't have jails. So they use the sheriff's jails. Do you notice how this is working out? It's kind of the same game that the politicians play with the bureaucrats. I don't want to lock you down, but, you know, it's the other guys. And the other guys play the same game. And then they do that between the different parties as well. So it's the politicians and the bureaucrats playing the pass the buck blame game when they're both in on it. The same way they have this sheriff saying, we're not arresting anybody. I don't tell the city cops what to do, but we let them use our jail when they arrest people for these things. Same thing Republicans and Democrats do. And he said the Brett Hill, Republican Senate pro temp, has said, this is in Idaho again, that the Senate could not support ending the emergency as a bill because that would be against the Idaho Constitution. No, actually it's the other way around. Nevertheless, he said, it still wouldn't matter anyway. If Governor Little ended the emergency, the health districts could go right on with their mask mandates and their anti-social distancing and their government and school closures. So this is the guy who's the Senate pro tem, Republican. The Republicans are in charge of the legislature. The Republicans are in charge of the, that have the governorship there in Idaho. And what they're saying is, well, you know, after this Republican governor disbanded the legislature,
like something out of 1775. Said you can't meet, and we're going to extend this. And then he called them back into meet after he wrote some rules to extend all this stuff and to basically lean on the businesses that are still in business to become his enforcement. That's really what that was about. But what they're saying is, well, it doesn't matter. You know, if we were to get rid of this, the health departments would do it. So don't get mad at us. It's the health departments doing it. And they're the ones who are in charge now, and you don't get to vote for them. So isn't that cool? This is why I say this election does not matter unless you can get somebody at the local level to help you, because the states on up have sold out. And here's how they've sold out. Here's how they sold out. One of the things he writes in this email, I'm sorry, it's a lady, Cheryl, writes in this email. Trump made the remark that these problems are the Democrat governors. I've heard this everywhere. I get this all the time. Every time I complain about something that President Trump is doing, not even what he's saying. What he's saying in many cases is bad enough, but what he is doing is really the issue. Look at what he does, not what he says. That same rule applies to any politician. But one of the things that he says is that, and all of his followers will tell me, oh, well, it's the Democrats who are doing it. No, it's not. No, it's not. Many of these Republicans. And here's how it works in Idaho, for example. March 13th, Trump declares an emergency. That was the day that the Imperial College gave him that garbage. And he said that there'd be a $50 billion there for states. So on that very day in Idaho, the Republican governor, Little, declared an emergency in Idaho, and they only had one supposed case, not tested. There were no tests. They thought they had identified one person, and so he declares an emergency. March 25th, 12 days later, the federal government approves a $2 trillion stimulus bill. That very same day, again, Brad Little, Republican governor of Idaho, declared an extreme emergency with martial law and active duty because they had now 136 supposed cases and zero deaths. And to get the money, the governors had to sign MOUs, memorandums of understanding, federal contracts agreeing to follow federal mandates. This is the tactic that China uses. This is the tactic that Nixon used. Get his 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. You want the money? You do the lockdown, the regulation. You bribe people. President Trump did the executive order. He's keeping the executive order that's keeping this going. He's bribing these people, Republicans and Democrats, to do a lockdown. And all here is, it's just guidelines and recommendations. Trump isn't making anybody do it. He takes credit for the lockdown. He tells you he saved you from the virus, and yet you got to stay locked down until he gets his vaccine ready. And let me tell you, the vaccine is not going to be your ticket out of this. Not at all. We got another bureaucrat from Stanford, Dr. Kritika Kupalili. Well, I think there's a perception that once we have this vaccine, life will go back to normal. No, you're still going to have physical distance, avoid crowds, and wear masks, she says. We'll be right back.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
China is open, America is closed. And in the European Union, where the people are revolting, trying to get out of the authoritarian tyranny, they're also under even greater levels of lockdown. It's very simple. Where authoritarians already have complete control, like communist China, oh, there's no more lockdowns, and they're heroes, and the UN says they're the example for us all. After all, that's where the virus came from. After all, that's where the fear-mongering came from. That's where the lockdown came from. But that was a weapon, a psychological hysteria, a Chicken Little syndrome being created that was to then be aimed at us and used to invoke our fear and have us go into a stampede of mass hysteria. And so far, it's been incredibly successful. Until just the last few weeks, as across the world, humanity awakens to the fact that COVID-19 is a giant UN, communist Chinese world government power grab. Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Ultra 12 are now back in stock after being sold out for months. They're sold out because people know that high-quality B12 and a good mix of vitamins, minerals, especially zinc, boost your body's natural defenses and are critical to your immune system. Well, both products are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, just 2 weeks off from the election, and we're offering them both at 50% off, free shipping, and triple Patriot points in your next order. Also, if you sign up for auto shipping, an additional 10% off. That makes many of the things we're selling lost leaders. Now, we have had a big clearance sale going, so a lot of stuff sold out. A lot of the other stuff is close to selling out, but some of our best sellers are still there, and some of them have actually come back into stock. And because of your support, we've had the money to reorder and get the other things that have actually sold out, so those should be back in stock as well soon. Thank you so much for keeping InfoWars on the air. Obviously, we're critical of the fight, and you've helped win the war against the globalists so far.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Move me on to any black square. Use me any time you want. Just remember that the goal is for us all to capture all we want.
Liberty, it's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, good news. The race to provide us with a radical new dangerous vaccine untested is back on. AstraZeneca had been suspended for a short period of time by U.S. authorities because we had a couple of the people who were subjects in the trial. And this AstraZeneca, this is the Oxford vaccine. This is based on the a cold virus that essentially still does recombinant DNA. I mean, we're talking about direct genetic modification with messenger RNA from the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines. Some of these others use the adenovirus as a vector, and we now have Fauci's NIH and people who are there, not Fauci himself. Fauci, you would think, would know this. I mean, he's the expert, right? He is the global expert on all things infectious disease, but somehow he missed the study that was done by his own agency back in 2005 about hydroxychloroquine. Somehow he did his own study to push remdesivir, to pronounce it the standard of care, even though he had tried to do that with that same drug, from that same drug manufacturer, Gilead. He tried to do it for both Ebola and for AIDS, and people pushed back and said it doesn't work. Now we've got a second study that says it doesn't work. But it's okay, because he's already sold billions of this for his friends at Gilead before their patent expired, and it was starting to get it on a pretty short term. So it's pretty desperate to get this thing out there. But when we look at AstraZeneca, again, you know, to say that this is an adenovirus, it uses the Ad5 strain of an adenovirus. It's a cold virus. It's kind of like the coronavirus. They like to use these cold and flu viruses as vectors for their biological weapons. And they also use them as vectors for their vaccines. And that particular strain that's being used by four of these vaccine manufacturers, four of the ones that are up in the front, they've had researchers say, well, we think that this has been a vector for AIDS, and we're not supposed to use that in vaccines. Who knew? I mean, you know, Fauci, he didn't know. Nevertheless, when we look at the AstraZeneca vaccine, they had two subjects get a very rare neurological disorder. Now, we think two people get a rare neurological disorder, that'd be something to stop. And they did stop it, but it's okay now. We're going to keep going. Even though you just had somebody who was in the trial in Brazil die. So, you know, two rare neurological disorders and a death. No reason to slow that down at all. We got to get this done. And again, we had the report that the person who died had received a placebo. I reported that last week. Reuters. And this is the way it goes. Reuters says, well, the fact that they didn't halt the test in Brazil suggests that this was somebody in the control group that got a placebo. Now, they don't know that. They didn't know that when they wrote that. I don't know. They still know that. I mean, do you think that they would stop? Do you think the government or the vaccine company would stop if this was dangerous? Of course not. That's why Fauci, one of the first things he did when he went to the NIH was to give them legal immunity against injury and death. They're not going to stop. They don't care about you. This is about the money. It's about the control. There's billions of dollars here. Let me tell you something. These people will kill for billions of dollars. Do you remember the opioid epidemic? Did they kill people for billions of dollars? You bet they did. Will they do the same thing for a much bigger piece of the pie? You bet they will. And we still haven't sorted that out. And so when you look at this, just understand, this is another one of these things like, well, we got a test here, but it doesn't measure quantity. Listen to what Reuters said. Continuation suggests that somebody in the controlled group had it. Why do they say that? Well, the premise is that government and corporations would never do anything that would endanger your life. Except that's why they gave these people legal immunity against injury and death. Second thing, the fact then that they would continue as evidence of safety. And also, you know, if this is a healthy volunteer and he died, nothing to see here. But in that same Reuters article, they said the control group given a quote-unquote placebo was given a meningitis vaccine. I had a very astute listener. I reported that on Thursday. On Friday, I got an email. Said, why would they do this? I thought about that when you reported that from Reuters. Why would they do a meningitis vaccine? Well, it's because they know that these vaccines are not safe, that they have adverse effects. And what that does is they can look at that and say, well, see, the people that we gave our experimental vaccines, not really that much different than the control group that got a quote-unquote placebo, even though the placebo is a vaccine itself. So therefore, it's safe. See, she's made of wood. She floats. Therefore, she's a witch. Who are you, so wise in the ways of science and logic? And again, you know, this guy who is a healthy volunteer, you know, we're told all the time, we got people dying left and right. Nobody's dying from the flu anymore. Nobody's dying from heart disease and cancer. It's all COVID. 98% decline in flu deaths. But then you had this explosion as COVID explodes. Because, you know, anybody that they clinically diagnose as having COVID. They died with COVID? Well, then they died from COVID. However, it doesn't work the other way around. If you are a healthy volunteer, not somebody who's elderly with 2.5 to 3 comorbidities, but if you're a healthy volunteer and you die with a vaccine, you didn't die from the vaccine. You did not die from the vaccine. Nobody gets harmed by that. They're 100% safe. And if you say otherwise, you'll be shut down by Twitter and by the other social media companies. So now we have in Washington, D.C., the Washington Post is proud to announce the Washington, D.C. Council has approved a bill allowing children to get vaccines without their parents' consent. Listen to this. The bill, which was approved 12-1, requires a doctor send the vaccination record in such cases to the child's school rather than to the parents. So you got a doctor, and they said, don't give the vaccination records to the parents. Send them directly to the school. Who are the parents? Oh, yeah. That, you thought it was the mother and father? No, no, no. The school is the parent. This is Hillary Clinton's It Takes a Village to Raise a Child. This is Melissa Harris Perry saying, we got to get over this notion that you, that the children belong to you. They belong to the state. They said, and they want the schools to, the doctors should seek compensation directly from the insurance company without involving the parents. So they want to vaccinate them. They want to send the records, keep the records at the school, not show the parents. And don't send any charges to the parents. Send school, you send that bill to the insurance companies directly. They said this was born out of the measles outbreaks. You remember that? A year ago, they were telling everyone, we're all dying from the measles. And we said, no, we're not. No, we're not. No, minuscule number of cases. You had one person, a black man, Trayvon White Sr., who voted against the legislation. He's got a 12-year-old son. He says, I don't think these kids are old enough to make independent decisions about medical care. Parents have a fundamental right to direct the upbringing, education, and care of their children. He's absolutely right. And then the Washington Post editorializes and says, White said this before claiming that vaccines, which are generally safe, are a risk to children's health. White cited the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program that was created by Fauci, which has been used by conspiracy theorists to argue that vaccines are dangerous. Why would you have to have a compensation program? Can you name Washington Post, Bezos Post, can you name one other product that has been completely given complete exoneration from any damage that its product does to anybody? Not one. Not a single one. That in and of itself should make you skeptical of the safety of vaccines. Oh, but that makes you a conspiracy theorist. Don't you think that that label is getting a bit tired, Washington Post? You're going to have to come up with something better. Maybe you can just call a sociopath. That's the one that Scott Adams came up with. Yeah, all you freedom lovers, you're just a bunch of sociopaths. Oh, no, they love that conspiracy theory. You know, it's like I said about Babylon Bee, you can't really do satire anymore because these people catch up to you right away. You don't need to have any conspiracy theories. These people are open about their conspiracies and they're proud to announce them. We'll be right back.
COVID rollout has been extremely well planned, very well thought out, and is being incrementally orchestrated. First, it's 15 days to keep the hospitals empty. That's all I. Then it's 2 months, then it's 6 months, then it's a year. Now, Bill Gates says 10 years. And people are now saying, I like my mask. I like my face diaper. I like my binky. And so getting into the fear, getting into the hysteria, getting into all the exaggerated death numbers, this is our new neurotic control freak society overseen by robots, overseen by AI. And all of it is designed to make humans non-essential. That's why out of the gates they tell us, you are non-essential. You are non-essential. Your company, your restaurant, your job, your profession is non-essential. This is so incredibly authoritarian, premeditated, and Bill Gates sits on top of it. Come on, folks, let's reject this. InfoWars is an archetypal classic example of free, independent, organic resistance against tyranny. You built InfoWars. You spread the word. You prayed for us. You bought the products. You called in. You made recommendations. InfoWars is as much yours as it is mine. And that's why the enemy is so upset that under the deplatforming, under all the DNC lawsuits, under all the attack, in many ways, we become stronger. With Band.video, the redesigned InfoWars, with all of our great crew, with documentary films and 10 hours of live radio and TV a day, we are the resistance. You are the resistance. So remember, this arsenal of freedom is waiting for you to continue to spread the word about it and to continue for you to support, because this is something we built together. It's not just a national treasure. It's a treasure worldwide against the tyrants, and they know it, and they can't stand it. And as everything we talked about comes true, our credibility only goes up together. So I salute you all. Black Friday in October. Last year, that was one of our most popular sales that we ran in the last couple weeks of October. And it was popular for a reason. Some of the biggest sales of the year in Black Friday comes in October. And that means 30 to 60% off, store-wide free shipping, triple Patriot points. That's 15% off your next order. And everybody that signs up for auto ship, an additional 10% off. That makes many of these items lost leaders. Now, a lot of stuff sold out. Some of our best sellers are still there. But some good news. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with a big dose of zinc and all the other vitamins and minerals and amino acids for adults and children that boost your body's natural defenses. It is back in stock, back on sale today, which is 2 weeks to the election. And more good news. Ultra 12, it's got the name Ultra for a reason. Highest quality vitamin B12, taken under the tongue for full absorption. It is now back in stock. Both of those are 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes in October. It's on record. It's not disputed. It was rolled out more than 8 months ago in communist China. And now it's in Europe. Now it's the United States, Canada, and in most other industrial parts of the planet. Every restaurant you go into, even small mom and pops, have QR codes for you to supposedly check their menu. And they really get upset if you ask for a paper menu, but of course they have them. Now, what are they saying there? Well, you've got to have a cell phone to come to their establishment, and that you can't have a piece of paper because, oh, everybody's diseased and, we're spreading germs. It's absolutely asinine. They can throw away the little one-sheet papers if they actually believe that. No, what this really is a contact tracing database. Again, this is admitted that everyone's being habituated into scan to be part of. So in the future, everywhere you go is tracked officially. Now, your cell phone's already tracked you. You already have home assistants watching and listening to you in your house. But now, this is officially rolling this out where you won't buy or sell, have a job, get on an airplane without it. And Bill Gates even admits it. So think about that, folks, and look out.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Surprise. And we're going to talk about what that means. We've had judicial supremacy for a while. That's now being replaced by health bureaucracy supremacy. Medical tyrants, a dictatorship now. Instead of the nine Nazgul, will be ruled by maybe a lot more Nazgul. That's what Joe Biden's talking about. But we're also going to take a look at what is really behind this. China's hostile takeover. Real quickly, take a look at the products we have at preparewithalex.com. We have storable food, $100 off the 4-week emergency food supply. It'll last for 25 years, made in America, the best packaging you're going to find anywhere, non-GMO. You can get that. You can find many products for food, water, and other preparatory items on sale at preparewithalex.com. And at InfoWarsStore.com, we have our Black Friday in October. Discounts up to 60% off. Plus triple Patriot points and free shipping on many of our most popular products. Things like our vitamin B12, Ultra 12, vitamin mineral fusion drink mix, Brain Force. I would call it Brain Focus. Ultimate Krill Oil, as well as things like Knockout or All Natural Sleep Aid. All those 50% off, free shipping, and triple Patriot points for discounts in the future. We have some products up to 60% off. ExtendoWise, our final run ever, 60% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points. InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. All right. Before we get into this heavy stuff, I just want to show you a couple of the latest Joe Biden bloopers. It's been a pretty serious day today, so let's lighten things up a little bit. Let's play video clip number 5, where he thinks he's running against George Bush. Video clip number 5.
What kind of country we're going to be? Four more years of George. He's going to find ourselves in a position where... If Trump gets elected, we're going to be in a different world.
Yeah, what's funny is to watch his wife there as he's doing that, to watch her expression as he's searching around. George, four more years of, you know the thing. And then there was video clip number 6 where he brags about having the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization. Here's Joe Biden from his own mouth.
Secondly, we're in a situation where we have put together and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Yeah, you know, we don't have time to show it, but there's a great parody done that weekend with Biden. And, you know, the movie Weekend with Bernie, where they have to, they've got a dead guy in sunglasses and they carry him everywhere they go. And, there's a couple of people. We just got to get through a couple of weeks here and then we can take over. Yeah. Weekend with Biden. And then there's Kamala desperately going around and standing at a long distance and using a bullhorn to tell people who are waiting in line to vote for me, like some kind of a third party write-in candidate. Here's Kamala, video clip number 7.
And you have the power. The power is with the people. And you know that. That's why you're standing
in the line
today.
And Election 2020. And see, the reason she's doing this is because this is the only place she could find a crowd. They're defending their small crowd sizes by saying they don't want to be super spreaders. Even though, you know, everywhere Trump is going and you have motorcades everywhere that are in support of Trump. And as Zero Hedge points out, summer riots in Minneapolis have resulted in a lot of silent Trump support. But that doesn't really matter if you count the votes, right? It isn't who votes that counts. It's who counts the votes. And that's the real issue. But getting back to what this is all going to mean. And let me tell you something. When we look at Biden, I can see behind all of this Hunter Biden stuff, what is exactly happening in Australia. And what we've seen in Australia with martial law there is unparalleled in Western civilization for a long time. And why is it happening in that one place in Australia? They don't have any worse number of quote-unquote cases there, but they have a worst response. Well, that guy is in league with the Chinese. And let me tell you, when we look at what Biden is doing, I think that's what we're going to see coming to America if he wins. There's an article on militarytimes.com, just came out, how the president could invoke martial law. So they're already wargaming it, normalizing it. You all have all these, quote unquote lawyers who are, normalizing it to the public, prevaricating about how they can do this. But listen to what they have to say about it. This is the most important part of this. While there's no precise definition of martial law, say the lawyers, right? Oh, we don't know what it is, but, I can't give you a definition, but I'll know it when I see it. It's kind of like the stuff I find on Hunter Biden's laptop. No precise definition of martial law, but certain civil liberties may be suspended. Okay, we've done that. The right to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures. Yeah, we've done that for quite a while, actually, going back to September 11th, and it's intensified. Freedom of association and freedom of movement will be restricted. Okay, just done that. Check, check, check. A writ of habeas corpus, that is a right to trial before imprisonment, may be suspended. Well, that's the only thing that they're not really done yet, you know, that. And as Alan Dershowitz said, strapping you down and forcing that needle into your arm against your will, it's coming. And let me tell you why it's coming. You know, we look at what's happening in Australia, as I've pointed out before, the premier there signed a memorandum of understanding. It's the same approach that President Trump has used to get the acquiescence of these Republican and Democrat governors. Here's a bunch of money. You sign a memorandum of understanding, and I'll give you billions of dollars to lock your state down, even though you don't have any cases and no deaths. They did the same thing in Australia. Going back to 2018, this guy who's locked down Victoria, the Belt and Road Initiative, the only state in Australia to sign an MOU with China, and the premier there, Dan Andrews, has been accused of selling out Australia's national interest for Victoria's own economic pursuits with China, as well as not aligning with the federal government's decision not to support the initiative over strategic concerns. As a matter of fact, they were surprised. They didn't know what was in it. He didn't tell them the full extent of it. And I have to correct something that I've said before. I've talked about it being $1 trillion. It's $1 trillion, a trillion American dollars. And it is that is spread out, however, over a lot of different countries with the Belt and Road Initiative. I can't find anywhere where I see exactly how much this guy and Victoria took. I'm sure that somebody knows about it, but he kept a lot of this stuff secret, even from his own government. They were very upset about that. And you know who else locked in on this? Was New Zealand. They supported the initiative. And we've seen lockdown, nanny state, detention of people there. They locked down an entire city. She said, we're going to do this differently this time. We're going to keep people locked up for 2 weeks, and then we'll offer you a test. And if you take the test, then you can get out if you pass the test. And if you don't take the test, you're not going to get out. Indefinite detention without trial. That's what she's talking about. And so he ignored the warnings. He ignored the wishes of the Australian government. He only showed them parts of this. And this is the guy who is locking everything down. And it was also in Victoria where another one of the government officials there in the same party criticized the Australian government for using language that vilified China. Does that sound familiar? So the bottom line is this Dan Andrews guy is aligned with the Chinese in the same way that Biden is. And there's a blockbuster report that's come out. And you find this on Zero Hedge. This comes out of a guy who apologizes up one side and down the other. His name is Balding, and he writes for, he's a associate professor, Christopher Balding, associate professor at Peking University, HSBC School of Business in China. He's also a Bloomberg contributor. And so he's apologizing all over the place, saying how much he hates Trump. He doesn't like any of this stuff. He says, first of all, I didn't write the report. I'm not responsible for the report. I've gone over it with a fine-tooth comb, and I can't find anything factually wrong with it. And I feel like I have to put this out. I'm really sorry about this. So we've gotten to the point where we have to apologize for exposing this kind of corruption. I don't have time to go over all this, so I've only about a minute left in the program. But he says, I really wish that the press would report on this. And he talks about the fact that Hunter's getting $50 million. Have they set this up? He names the names. He's got org charts about all the people who've set them up, how they establish relationships, what their business and financial relationships are. And let me tell you, these guys own Biden. They own Pelosi. And that's the whole point of why they put this stuff out, to serve them notice that they are blackmailable. That's why they got those pictures of Biden. And that's why they're putting it out. And they put it out so late that it's not really going to do anything in terms of locking these people up or changing the ticket. What it'll do is just add more chaos to the civil war. That's why the Chinese are doing this. But they're also going to use him to put us into an Australian-style lockdown if he wins.
It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law, and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and on Droids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your ultimate fish oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.